government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Matt Drudge almost got it 100% right. If you go to DrudgeReport.com, you see a big red apple. And it says Apple regulates hate. But Apple officially 4 months ago moved to China, gave them the code keys to the internet, and announced that they would begin massive web censorship, not just in China, but worldwide. And they actually said that, well, it's normal to be state-run when you are in China, where they now pay 0% taxes. Then last week, a top engineer, there's only 200 people reportedly that had access to it, reported on a secret plan called Operation Dragonfly, where they were constructing a total web censorship tool for China, but also testing it out on conservatives and Christians and nationalists here. That's the full body of the Intercept report. Well, that's exactly what I've been telling you. Obama gave them the Office of Personnel Management hack, our entire database of U.S. government and their families. 97%, 98% of rare earth minerals. China is to be the main power source, the main industrial source, the main military source, the main global force controlling the planet. America has been sold out. Trump desperately has tried to get in there and change this and basically just negotiate something where we're not totally subservient. And China, the EU, Davos have all said, no, we're going to crush the American people. Jack Dorsey said, we're going to crush this nationalist Trump conservative movement. He said that, what, 6 months ago? We're going to crush you. And I went over this yesterday on the last stream show we put on the Alex Jones channel. Here's the news. 10 minutes before we went live, the Alex Jones channel that had 2.5 billion views, they dialed it back to 1.6 billion views, 2.5 million subscribers, said it was terminated. That's breaking here now. So Facebook, Apple, Spotify all banned us sometime last night and gave the fake folks at Piss Feed, BuzzFeed, Yellow Journalism Feed, the breaking news. And right before we went live, I said, check the Alex Jones channel. Because I told crew last week, they said, oh, they're just playing games with you. They've already shadow banned us, but they're not going to have the nerve to actually outright ban us. And I said, no, they are. Because this is the amount of propaganda you see. This is the type of propaganda you see before you invade a country. Well, they're invading the First Amendment. They're setting the precedent to shut us down. They had congressional hearings about internet censorship, and the Republicans were so incredibly stupid ignorant and had circles being run around them that they just green-lighted to go all the way. There's the Alex Jones channel. Remember just a few weeks ago? Oh, look, related channels. When you go to see what was left of Alex Jones, and when everybody goes to see that I was erased, put it back up. When billions of people go trying to find it, they'll see BuzzFeed and The Tonight Show and SNL, all the leftist fake news channels who pose as comedy. So there you go. Isn't that funny? What happened to Alex Jones? Oh, nobody wants to listen to BuzzFeed or watch them. Oh, here they are. This is related channels. This is who took the scalp of the First Amendment. So at my grave marker on ChinaTube, as YouTube and Google marry China, on my gravestone it says BuzzFeed.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply.
But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Apple and Google are now officially merged with China. They have announced anyone criticizing the communist Chinese will be banned. They've announced that they will comply, Apple specifically, with Chinese government rules, and say in Reuters that the Chinese government now runs Apple worldwide. The code keys to all Apple devices in U.S. government, military facilities, everything is compromised. Office of Personnel Management, everything transferred. Panama Canal, all deep water ports. 98% of rare earth minerals, over 300,000 anchor baby women a year coming in, having babies from China, having it all paid for, most of them wives of members of Chinese intelligence. All 50 U.S. public universities are basically run by the Chi-Coms. That's even mainstream news. We are wide open. Meanwhile, Jones 86th on 86, Facebook strips InfoWars. Totally bans it. Crackdown intensifies. YouTube just banned us. Tech completely says we've been terminated. Terminated. Yeah, that's right. Skynet knew they'd already been beaten. All they could do was send back a Terminator from the past to defeat us. Good luck. We already got you. Tech giants working together to block conservatives. Mass racketeering, pure antitrust. 1,000,000,000%. They even admit they're working. Once user info, data from banks, so they can then financially start banning you from financial purchases. Next, pressure to ban climate deniers. Also, they're intensifying calls to ban Fox News. Social media, reducing children to mentality of three-year-olds. Anonymous vows to take down, expose QAnon. So it just goes on. From there, ladies and gentlemen, shooting on San Francisco Bridge, chaos. Army soldiers deploy to fight California wildfires. What did we tell you about last week and this Sunday? Dianne Feinstein had Chinese spy as her driver for 20 years. Details surface. Trump slams. Trump must come out. It's the Chi-Com takeover. The Chinese dictator went to Davos a year and a half ago, was so arrogant that he said that we will defeat Trump and this American populist movement will help Europe defeat yours with money and more. This is total treason. Juncker is the great heir to the most powerful, richest Nazi industrial family. Look it up. Juncker is the dictator of the unelected EU. He owns Luxembourg because his grandfather took it by force in World War II. He vowed to crush Trump and to crush the American worker. Lloyd Blankfein at Goldman Sachs made jokes at Trump last year and said, you'll never bring back America's economy. Never. All I can say is we've been shadow banned for a year and a half. And quite frankly, it's only made us stronger when it comes to the core base of InfoWars listeners taking action. But it has not allowed us to reach a lot of new people. That's why you have to understand now that InfoWars is the most censored program in the world because we know the truth and the Chi-Coms want us off the air. The EU is fining Google, Facebook, Twitter for, quote, hate speech, whatever they define it, totally anti-American. Secret groups report you. They never tell you what it is. So they're putting multi-billion-dollar fines on these companies from one end. And then China's saying you want to merge with us and have tax exemption from the other end. You got to take the Patriots off. You got to take any Taiwanese off. And you've got to block the Epoch Times, who are the Falun Gong folks, sick of their families being grabbed and their organs being harvested. And so now they're being banned. They're being censored. They're being blocked. And notice it was only people like Drudge Report and Epoch Times, people that had been persecuted or people that were independent or people who'd met with Supreme Court justices and things that told them of this plan 2.5 years ago. So are tech giants working together to censor conservatives? Apple and Facebook ban InfoWars on same day. YouTube now on the same day. Spotify on the same day. And I had the New York Times here on Friday only because this lady's been basically following me around, my family around in Austin, I wanted to do a test. I told her I was going to record her. She says, what are you going to do when you get banned? We're going to air this recording very soon. She goes, what are you going to do when you get banned off all these platforms? And she knew it was coming because the New York Times isn't a news agency. It's a globalist intelligence operation on record. We have the Project Veritas videos where they're meeting with YouTube trying to get certain videos banned, interfacing with them. So CNN particularly, the New York Times, the Washington Post, then MSNBC, they liaison with Soros and others to then develop the plan to first demonize me, build a straw man I'm not, trick conservatives, nationalists, others into turning against me. So when they get picked off one by one, everyone else is trained. Well, I'm not getting grabbed right now. You're not a sardine, folks. You're not a minnow. They all get in little schools together hoping they're not the one that gets grabbed next because they're not singled out. Men and humans with courage is about being singled out. I knew what the enemy was doing. I knew their battle plan. I made the conscious decision to take action. I made the conscious decision to draw their fire and expose who they were, believing in you and believing when you see the Alamo assaulted and myself probably destroyed. I've been telling you this for years that is remember InfoWars, remember free speech. But see, they're smart. They're like, we got to first demonize it so he's not a martyr. People see right through that. CNN that pushes the WMDs, the New York Times that wrote the lies on purpose that killed millions and sent our troops to be blown into bits. These are evil, wicked sociopaths that know you have a soul. So they try to punch your buttons all day. But don't forget the financial support. That is the strongest thing you can do to make sure we continue on and are strong in the fight. Feed your gladiator. Give us water. Give us your prayers as well. We will fight hard. Give us your love, your support, like sunshine on our faces, on our backs, on our chest, to make us strong. You are the water. You are the sunshine. You are the fresh air. You are the food. You are the blood of this operation. You are the veins. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsLife.com. Go there today and send them a strong message that you stand for the First Amendment, you stand for us, and get air filtration, water filtration, optics, preparedness gear, high-quality storable foods, supplements that are so good for you and your family, the super high-quality fish oil, the super high-quality krill oil, the super high-quality honor roll formula for children and their minds and their brains and everything. Go to InfoWars Store and sign up for AutoShip, 10% off. Sign up for AutoShip, 10% off so that you get it each month and don't have to forget to support us. Cancel anytime. We got Patriot points. 5% of every purchase builds up. We've got free shipping on over $50 or more. We make it so easy, but go there and know that we knew this was coming. That's why we really expanded on TV and radio. And that's why we encourage the local stations to advertise. We have the verboten Alex Jones. We have, you know, the verboten Trump support. They tried to break all the Republicans, persecute people. Trump broke through their bullying and lies. We stood beside him. Now they want to take out the press from under him, and they want to use me as the distorted poster child to do it. They think you're weak. Thank those local stations. Give them a donation. Become a sponsor. Support the sponsor. But whatever you do, tell folks, hey, pick up the Alex Jones Show or listen to the streams off InfoWars.com or subscribe to the free podcast. See, Apple and all these other places, they didn't stream our stuff. They didn't pay for it. They just put up a thing where, oh, we carry all the podcasts. And then everybody then goes to their device so they can put ads on it and make money off your work. So, yeah, we were in the top 10 news podcast and everywhere else. They'd already pretty much delisted us. And so all people have to do is go to InfoWars.com/show and click the subscribe to the podcast. And whatever system you're using, even if they've blocked us from the phone book directory, we're still there, no matter what system. And then if you can't get to us in the future, you just save it to another third-party system or to your own device. They're just counting on you to be lazy and to be stupid. But we do have to change that eye candy up at the top. From Facebook's got to go. Always should have. But it served us well as we were fighting for the Republic. And then you've got to go through those other things. YouTube's gone. It's all gone. They blew it all away in the middle of the night. When we come back, I'm going to play an intro of why they're so mad and why they want to shut us down. Because America's coming back, populism's exploding, the world's coming back, and the sick anti-American, anti-God cult of modern leftism, whose whole universe is hunting and controlling patriots and conservatives and families and ripping apart language and dumbing people down. This sick priest class of the priest of power that want to stomp on the human soul forever, they see the sleeping giant awakening and they're panicking and they don't know what to do. They're scared.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our products from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
The most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnant owned product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnant owned base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
You want to see how they rub our noses in it? Punch up where the Alex Jones channel used to be before the globalist Death Star blew it up. And on the tombstone, they put Saturday Night Live. They put other so-called fake news comedy shows up there, and they put BuzzFeed. So that, can we punch that up? Because I was asking during the break for it. When you go where our YouTube used to be, you see that they've said this account has been terminated for violating YouTube's community guidelines. The communities, a bunch of shadowy leftists from the Democratic Party, openly brag. Put it back up, please. Openly brag that they're going to shut us down. They run around for months doing it, lying and false flagging in a true sense, making up stuff I never did. And then on the tombstone, they say, here's channels that are related, which, of course, is a total lie. BuzzFeed, The Tonight Show, The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, Saturday Night Live, all the leftist garbage. So they piss on our grave and on the billions of views and 2.5 million subscribers and all the work about GMO and glyphosate giving you cancer and all the amazing interviews with like Gore Vidal. And my point is what they said we were wasn't even what we were. And then they say in big joint statements from Google and Facebook and YouTube and Apple, they say, we don't allow the bullying of children or transgenders or Islamophobia. They don't show what I said or did. Those are hate speech terms out of Europe. It's authoritarianism. No judge, no jury. A secret group reports you. You don't get to see what it was you supposedly did. We go back and find the videos on our own servers. And it's 2 and 3-year-olds at a public event giving money to drag queens, shaking their rear ends in their faces. I think that is abusive to children. I think it's bizarre. But they then say you can't do it. Then we show a video from ABC News of a kid punching an adult in the face 4 times. The parent or the adult pushes him down. It was all over the news, but we're bullies. So see how everything they do is a fraud. CNN, which literally has the lowest ratings of any cable TV channel, reruns of Yogi Bear have double the viewers, is over. It's done. But now it's an engine of censorship and hate to go out and racketeer and work with the New York Times, the Washington Post, Google, Apple, all of them, News Corp is involved, and shut everyone down. And this is how they do it. This is how they carry out the fraud. And it's here. So they can steal the midterms, and so China can be protected as they set up censorship systems for Apple and Google, and it's officially in the news. I love how Gateway Pundit asks, are tech giants working together to censor conservatives? Apple, Facebook bans InfoWars the same day. Again, do bears go to the bathroom in the woods? I don't know, Gateway Pundit. It's just incredible. I told you this was coming. But they use military tactics. They would always say, no one's censoring you. Nobody took you off YouTube or Facebook. What are you talking about? Nobody. Until they finally dropped the hammer. Just like for 6 months before we invaded Panama in the late 80s. They had helicopter touch and goes. They fired blanks. They threw flashbangs out of helicopters. So when they finally hit the Panamanian defense forces with C-130s and helicopters and commandos, they were overwhelmed and defeated in about 3 hours and very low U.S. casualties. So what they do is they attack, but in probes. And now the universities, the media, the corporate media, the big tech giants are all working in concert against the American people and the people of Europe. And former government spies are working. Remember 4 years ago, the former Stasi head of operations was high level over a whole action group. She was hired to run the program for Facebook censoring German nationalists and conservatives. Remember Zuckerberg on tape with Merkel and a hot mic saying, don't worry, we'll soon censor all the conservatives off the web. This is it. Google seeks a return to China. It's said to be building a censored search engine. When you actually read what the whistleblower said, they said they're doing it here already. They're preparing it in China. They're moving and they're using what they're building in the U.S. and China together against people already. And it's dangerous. That's what the whistleblower actually said. And the documents actually showed. The New York Times knows they helped kill millions of children in Iraq and other areas. They know they helped fund the Arab Spring. They are cold-blooded evil people. Take the new editorial board lady saying whites are subhuman, all the rest of it. They need to die. And she loves it when cops get killed and all this. They say she stays. Roseanne Barr doesn't. Because she's a fellow traveler. This is their plan. This is the army they've created on the universities for 30 years. They're now going to turn loose on everybody. Now, I said I'd show you a little video on why they want to shut down, but let's do that at the start of the next segment. It's just that this is so huge, ladies and gentlemen. But the big issue here is this is illegal. When you get all the tech giants together who control 90%+ of the internet, coming in, you know, music, searches, podcast, advertising, and they start saying the NRA can't be on our platforms. Then they start saying Alex Jones can't be on our platforms. Then they say, oh, Trump can't be on our platforms. And then all these Republican Congress people rerunning for election, suddenly they can't advertise when the Democrats can. And suddenly they can't even reach out to their constituents. And suddenly they can't even put out a campaign statement or a video. It gets blocked or banned. And then Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube and Google get up there in congressional hearings and go, we're not blocking you at all. And the Congress for the next day goes and looks, and he's totally banned. He's shadow banned. He's still there, but no one can see it. And now Twitter and Facebook and Google, they're all hiring former Obama administration officials who are even worse. And then Matt Gaetz goes, I don't think it's a coincidence we're all being banned. You don't think it's a coincidence? They said they're doing it to you. They think you're idiots because they've been doing it the whole time. And their representatives come and lie to your face. And they just want me shut up because I'm going, hey, only thing wrong with Drudge Report is it's got a red apple. And it should be the communist Chinese flag over the apple saying apple crossed out. China regulates U.S. internet. China regulates U.S. conservatives. You know what? They can't stop you because AI doesn't know how to understand memes. And everyone must make memes about Apple and Google being Chinese run. And everyone must lift InfoWars up as a standard to be defended and saved. There's a hashtag that Millie Weaver decided to put out, hashtag free InfoWars, that's trending in the top of Twitter. Fight them politically. Never stop. Get in there and ram free InfoWars out and tell folks, hey, it's the most censored thing in the world for a reason. Jones is dialed in. Jones knows who the enemy is. He understands the globalist program. He knows how to take action. And he's warning the Congress and the president and patriots in the EU, you name it. I mean, let me tell you something. I get on the phone with leaders of the resistance in Europe and the U.S., and they ask me what should be done.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at DYLN.co. That's DYLN.co.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever
that everyone go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up via email. So there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the Infowars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at Infowars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live, raw, and unfiltered by globalist propaganda. It's the Alex Jones Show. Tomorrow's news today.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, there's a very powerful article up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com right now by Paul Joseph Watson. Remember, they want this information suppressed. The real reason Apple, Facebook, Spotify, and YouTube banned Infowars on the same day on 8/6. This is what election meddling looks like. Just as Congressman Gates and others have pointed out, it is a donation in kind, violating the federal election laws that the Democrats are on record saying, we own Facebook, we own Twitter. They're executives saying we're going to crush conservatives. And then they treat the conservative members of the House and Senate like bumbling hayseeds. That's what they think of you in their own emails, their own context, their own statements. It's the imperialism. The cultural imperialism of the San Francisco tech elite. And there's an article up on Infowars.com that breaks all this down. WikiLeaks says, Infowars says it's been banned by Facebook for unspecified hate speech. Well, and now you know it has. That was just last night they said that. Regardless of the facts in this case, the ability of Facebook to censor rival publishers is a global antitrust problem, which along with San Francisco cultural imperialism reduces political diversity. That's right. Whatever San Francisco says now becomes the new norm. Not New York, not London, not Paris. It's the city of, you know what, feces running down the street. Facebook has permanently banned InfoWars for unspecified hate speech. They didn't even tell us what the offending posts were. This sets a chilling precedent for free speech. Well, they just echoed the bullying a child because I showed an ABC News clip of a kid punching a guy in the face. He pushes the kid, and I showed. Local news showed it, too. They said it was a good thing. Little kids coming up with men dancing on stripper poles dressed like women and little kids putting money in their G-strings. If I saw little kids doing that at a heterosexual thing, I'd be freaked out by it. They called that bullying the transsexual folks. So we're going to take two-year-olds and three-year-olds. We're going to have them pole dance or have them give my people pole dancing, and we're going to sexualize your kids. And, you know, we're going to try to make sure they have a sex operation by 10. And if you don't let us do that, we're going to ban you off the Internet because you hate transsexuals. Well, I mean, I'm sure most people that are into that actually don't want to make kids have surgeries and stuff. So don't go out to events and have kids being sexualized. That is standing up for basic humanity. I mean, it's like Sodom and Gomorrah. Did it exist? It's in the Old Testament. The people come to the door and they go, let us have sex with those men you just brought in. And it's angels, or I guess, you know, the Enterprise. It had Captain Kirk and Spock beam down, and they thought they were good looking. Point is these guys had beamed down, and if you believe the Old Testament, still pretty wild science fiction, huh? They're like, I want to have sex with those dudes. They look good. And they're like, no, you can't. They're like, we're going to kill you. That's what people were experiencing thousands of years ago in cities that got a little wild. And all I'm saying is that whether that was real or not, that's what's happening now today. So, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, I want to get to all this information because it's happening now. And the articles are up on InfoWars.com. Apple, Spotify, Facebook, and YouTube all banned InfoWars within 12 hours of each other, illustrating how last night's purge was a coordinated effort and had nothing to do with these political enforcing hate speech rules. And they all did it at once, so it gives them solidarity, and so one group doesn't get exposed more than the other when President Trump sees this. Here are the real reasons InfoWars is being purged by big tech. InfoWars is widely credited with having played a key role in electing President Trump. By banning InfoWars, big tech is engaging in election meddling just 3 months before crucial midterms. Number two, with the InfoWars ban, Apple, Facebook, Spotify, and YouTube, Google, have all now ascribed themselves to the power to remove people and outlets from their platforms based on their political opinions. And see, it's also this. Before, if one banned somebody, everybody else would just go to the other platform. But they make up together a combine or a oligopoly, a monopoly of groups who come together in oligopoly or a combine to set up monopoly practices. But you have to then, just like the oil companies used to get together and fix prices and they got in trouble for it, and Standard Oil got busted up for it. This is classic trust busting that needs to happen. By doing that, see, they won't lose revenue and stuff by not having InfoWars on there. So you see how diabolical that is? With the InfoWars ban, Apple, Facebook, Spotify, and YouTube, Google, have all now ascribed themselves to the power to remove people and outlets from their platforms based on their political opinions. This power will be abused time and time again to meddle in elections. The ban also sets the precedent that the mere charge alone of having committed hate speech, a globalist term, a Soviet term, with no specific examples even provided, is enough to memory hole an individual or group into digital abstentia, to delete your digital identity, to send you to the Phantom Zone. The ban is just part of a wider censorship purge that also uses stealth censorship, shadow banning, and algorithmic manipulation to hide and bury conservative content. Apple also chose to shut down InfoWars after we repeatedly criticized them for working with and sending data to the communist Chinese government. Just a coincidence, I'm sure. Apple chose to shut down InfoWars after repeated criticisms of them selling data to and was working with communist Chinese government. Just a coincidence. Then Paul gives a bunch of examples in the news of that. And then it continues. For conservative media outlets who don't speak out because they don't like InfoWars, we have a message for you. You're next. Facebook banned InfoWars after lobbying by both CNN Democratic Congressman Ted Deutch. This isn't just a private company. This is a brazen political censorship. This is an outcome of the left's refusing to debate their ideas and simply no platforming their adversaries instead. Look at Antifa as their army. This is the modern-day electronic equivalent of book burning. And we sent out a bunch of patriots who were able to march through Berkeley yesterday, the brain center of this evil, and they didn't like that either. I had a feeling last night we'd get totally banned. I was watching folks march through Portland on Saturday and march through there on Sunday and watching just how horrible and evil their Antifa creatures are, their Antifa armies. I just said, there's no way we're beating them so bad. They're going to go for broke. This is the modern day equivalent of book burning. This is throwing dissidents in big tech gulag because their voices were becoming too loud and having too much influence. This is a purge. This is election meddling and collusion. With the Chi-Coms, with the EU, with big tech. It will only intensify unless lawmakers act now to introduce a digital bill of rights and treat social media giants and telecommunications companies who are forbidden by law from discriminating against people and media outlets based on their political opinions. And I wrote part of this with Paul. The only part we need to add to this, so I know Paul's doing a video right now, so if Kit Daniels wants to add this as a quote from me or just a statement, probably up towards the top. The EU is already fining Google and others if they don't start censoring speech, calling it hate speech, and calling it fake news. So for our government not to start fining them for violations of free speech and racketeering and for trust behavior, for monopolistic behavior, lets other governments like the Chinese and like the EU have influence because our government's not involved because of this free market idea. But this isn't a free market idea. This is a trust, multinational combines that are now based in China and based in Europe coming in and stealing all of our rights and all of our freedoms in a concerted effort. And 2.5 years ago, Matt Drudge came here and warned of it. And that's why they want this thing shut down. Hillary was going to get in. They were going to do all this last year. Trump was able to hold him off 1.5 years partially, but they now don't fear him for whatever reason, and they're making their move. I don't think President Trump has been compromised, but he's compromising himself one way or the other if they don't make this the central issue. This is the central issue. This is the heart of the matter. This is the core. This is it. They're making their move now. I'm quite honored I've been chosen as the first they want to take out. You always take out the biggest and the strongest up front. But I want to see you rally and defeat this. Newswars.com. Spread those links. Newswars.com. They can't stop you.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution. InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber.
and it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Floralife, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. BodyEase, sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com. Patrick in the great nation of Australia. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate, I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX, Body, it's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Live broadcasting worldwide. So Drudge Report has it that Apple begins regulating hate, but the real headline should be China, not Apple, regulates Americans' speech. That's right. China, they sell political dissidents' organs, kill tens of millions, control Hollywood, control our debt, got our Office of Personnel Management files, have Hollywood attacking the country. And the New York Times, many of them basically on the payroll, along with Carlos Slim. And that's why they want me off the air. You know, that's the version I asked the graphics people to put together, and it's good. But let's change it again from China regulates speech in America. Let's just make it even bigger. Because that's really what they're doing. It's beyond that. So here's Matt Drudge 2.5 years ago. I'm very honored he's only done one other interview I know of since he was here. And he was warning of the attacks on free speech. And here he was breaking it down, telling you what was coming, what the Supreme Court had been told Hillary was going to do when she got in. Here it is.
So I had a Supreme Court justice tell me to my face, it's over for me. I said, Matt, it's over for you. They've got the votes now to enforce copyright law. You're out of there. They're going to make it so headlines, you can't even use headlines. To have a Supreme Court justice say that to my face, that it's over. They've got the votes, which means time is limited. Time is not forever. How many more moons and sunrises will you see in your life rise and fall? There's not that many. It's a small amount. So for people to be saying with this attitude, oh, I'll get on with my life and my greatness sometime.
No.
No, you can't.
We're being enslaved now, and that's it. Under the TPP, they admit you can't put a headline to the New York Times. You're sending massive traffic to them. They're claiming you're taking their words. This is insane. And that was the main plan in the TPP to shut down speech, and the EU's trying to push that here. But now they're just going right to hate speech and just saying, oh, we define it however we want. So there they are, while they got everybody organized to censor us, while they demonize us, while they lied about us, try to set the precedent so that Fox News and everybody else will sit there and go, well, Alex Jones, you know, he bullied the families at Sandy Hook, blah, blah, blah. Totally out of context, not true. And the media just keeps saying it. Well, he keeps doing it. He won't stop. He keeps doing it. He bullied another child. Yeah, did you? Forbes said, yeah, he beat a kid up. Everybody else picked it up. Wasn't true. And by the time they retracted it, it didn't matter. Now it's just, yeah, Stitcher took us down last week. We've been on there 7 years because I bullied a child. And they republished that. They don't say where I bullied one. So I talked to lawyers and I said, by the time we sue them to send a message to other companies, these companies don't care. They're ideologically kamikazing to set the precedent with me to take everybody out. So it's all about the joining it. First, Hitler silenced his critics in 1933, 34, 35. Then he put them in ghettos. Then he arrested them. Then he worked them to death. Then he put bullets in the backs of their heads. And the communists did the same thing. Took the Bolsheviks a good 10 years to really take over Russia. Fully. And it was all about taking control and having full control over society because the people involved in it lusted after total power. So I told you, you know, just last week, I said MSM follows Chinese censorship program to destroy InfoWars. We told you it was here. And now Apple, let that sink in. Apple is publicly run by the Chinese government. Your code keys, your Apple keys, everything. Total national security violation. The iCloud is in China. So just like the left has no free speech on colleges and bullies everybody and then bullies you off the colleges, just like they want control of your children, they want it all. They want you, not me. I had an incredible long dream last night that I'm going to tell you about at the start of the next hour. I have a former FBI agent and others on about the whole jihad situation. We're going to have him pop in, but I don't know if I can do a whole hour now because all this came up. See if John Gondalo can move back to like 15 after. Tell him we got the emergency breaking news. He'll understand that. Then Matt Bracken's coming on, and we'll talk to Matt some as well because I wanted to get into how. But it's good to have both John Gondalo and Matt Bracken on because another thing they said was Islamophobia. That's just some word that academics came up with, like homophobia. And yeah, I'm actually scared of going to an Islamic country. I know they're most dangerous. The State Department says most of them you can't go to. I mean, are you scared to go to Somalia? They say the average Westerner lasts 5 minutes before being kidnapped. Yeah, I'm Islamophobic. It's true. Radical Islamophobic, for sure. It just says he's transphobic, Islamophobic, and bullies children. Bullies children! My ex-wife had me in court last Friday with an injunction to try to take my children. And, of course, the judge denied it because the judge was, like, looking at the videos going, what's the bullying? And she went, denied. And my ex-wife would, like, hold up headlines, Jones guilty of child endangerment. And we're like, that's just because BuzzFeed says it, lady, don't mean it's true. Like, it's like Moses is BuzzFeed up there. BuzzFeed says drinking milk is racist. It's all about dehumanization. It's all about just getting people to not care and be nihilistic. It's a weapon system against the country. But that's what I'm dealing with is just the left's derangement. Where they think if they make, I had all these text messages coming in from the New York Times, the Washington Post, BuzzFeed. Oh, you want to respond? How's it going? I mean, how do I respond? You've got my number. You've organized trying to bring me down. You literally are anti-American rats by every definition, lying bullies. And you think you're on the winning team because you're trying to bring me down and you think you scare me. This is what scares you. I want to play the Trump promo. This is what scares you. The country's coming back, and you have been trained your entire life to be pseudo-intellectual, imperial intellectuals who believe you rule everyone, and that's your identity. Even though most of you are complete losers and intellectual buffoons. And now that you see America coming back to life, you are pissed, and you think if you can cut my head off, you've done something and won't make me a martyr by demonizing me. America sees through you. Trump didn't hurt children coming across the border. He helped them. Trump didn't say Mexicans were all rapists and criminals. You said that about him. I didn't say the things you said I said about the Sandy Hook parents, and I sure as hell didn't lie about WMDs in Iraq. I'm going to play the Trump promo that they really hate when we come back. But this is what they hate. You saw them on election night. You saw them freaked out. You saw them scared. You saw the disdain of the type of physically ugly people, too, that are liberals. I mean, that they just have a disdain for successful people, good-looking people, loving people. They're just a legion of scum. And they know it. But if they could just defeat America, if they could just defeat culture and society, if they could just beat the superiority of Western culture and ideas, then they could be somebody. But we've got to be out of the way. That's the nature of authoritarianism. It always picks groups that it thinks are superior to take out so it can be in charge. But it always starts the persecution with a little subgroup first. Now, if you want to send them a very strong message, plus everybody needs it, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get an InfoWars t-shirt. Get a Molon Labe shirt. Get a Trump 2020 shirt. Get a Trump is my president shirt. We have hundreds of amazing shirts. And you meet like-minded people and you exercise the free speech. They so fear. You stand against the bullies. Mean like a wolverine. There's a new one we've got. I am the resistance. And it's got a fist, a red fist. And on the back, show them the back, please. It's got another great message and it's got an American flag on the right shoulder. So there's a whole bunch of these babies and it's I am the resistance established 1776. I think that should be the shirt, right? ArmInfoWars.com. You want to spread the word? You want to meet like-minded people? Want to wear your colors loud and proud? That's the way to do it. And then, look at all those five-star reviews. We've got the new Hexagon InfoWars logo shirt. We've got the George Washington in his prime shirt with the musket and the tomahawk. This is what they fear, the resurgence of Americana. They tried to bury it, but now they're failing. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Or 888-253-3139. Get our new fish oil, the highest quality, with the mercury removed. Get the honor roll for your children, the smaller caplets of concentrated oils that are great for the brain. Get the krill oil that's amazing, 40% off when you get them together, 25% off individually. No reviews yet. It just came out, but it's the highest quality out there. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Okay, tons more straight ahead. How to defeat the globalists. Stay with us.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
man, YouTube puts out, that means Google, puts out all this BS about hate speech and bullying. And then they say, and Jones kept streaming on the YouTube platform even though he wasn't supposed to. Well, no, they blocked it on the Alex Jones channel. And then we have other channels, some of which aren't even my channels that people are streaming on, so they blocked those. So we stopped even trying about a week and a half ago. But then I noticed when we were doing live coverage yesterday of, and I knew it, I had a feeling, when we had live coverage of the Berkeley thing with the March for Prayer and all that against Marxism, it was the second day they marched in Portland the day before that. I was like, oh, look, there's YouTube channels streaming us. How are they doing that? And they were either doing it on their own cameras or they were grabbing our stream off of, Periscope. Plus, Owen Schroyer has had his personal account for like 3 years and he was doing it. So talk about arbitrary, where they just say some secret group said you bullied a kid, and so we're taking your videos down. And then they don't tell us you can't stream on other channels that are yours, but they block us so we don't do it. And then other people do it, and that's the legalese. I guarantee you their lawyers know they're on really shaky grounds. So they just threw that in there as some other BS. Yeah, go to drudgereport.com. It's updated. Just hit refresh on that story. It's a Facebook, Apple, and YouTube. Let's go to my camera shot in here, and I'll show you. Just go to that camera, because that's the wrong article. There you go. Facebook, Apple, and YouTube removed pages and podcast from Alex Jones for hate speech. So did Spotify and a bunch of other stuff the same day. Apple confirmed on Monday that it had removed 5 out of 6 podcasts, which include Jones's infamous The Alex Jones Show. Facebook also had removed 4 pages that belonged to Jones. YouTube followed suit later, removing his channel from its platform. Apple and Facebook said Jones violated hate speech policies, which is anything the left defines, whatever the latest from Berkeley is, on their respective platforms. Again, the East and West Coast tiny elites literally think they rule everyone. It's a cult. They salivate over it. YouTube removed Jones' official channel because he continued to live stream on other channels even though he was banned for 90 days due to previous violations. Well, no, they said you're banned from the Alex Jones channel streaming. So in the past, they didn't block the other one. So, again, and they've got the New York Times with a whole bunch of people writing big profile deception pieces about it, you know, how I should be totally silenced and just combing the earth for people to lie about me. And just put it out so they can, again, set this precedent to ban everybody. Facebook to banks, give us your data. We'll give you our users. Share their financial information with your customers as it seeks to boost user engagement. Yeah, they want to be the one-stop shop gulag. And remember, they all work with communist China now, especially Apple and Google, to help suppress their people, get them arrested, get their organs harvested, put them in forced labor. But nobody cares because the left loves putting people in forced labor. They love the left of the monsters. They've killed hundreds and hundreds of millions of people. They love it. And they're doing the exact same thing. They always claim they occupy the moral high ground until they get control of your life. And then all hell always breaks loose. And so they're just seeing if conservatives and libertarians and others realize they've been shadow banned 90%+. And if you look at Paul Watson, it's 97%. Can you imagine how popular he'd be? His average video, 500,000 views, 97% banned. So I explain this to everybody. We were already essentially banned on these platforms. They're making this move to openly test with someone they've demonized if they can shut everybody down. Yeah, we should start playing the final countdown music intro every morning. How many days it's been since they began the plan to be able to give internet IDs to everyone, deplatform everyone with a global social score run by the Chi-Coms. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com. You are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Guys, a lot of people are saying they're going to listen to us or watch us on Vimeo, other places. You can always watch us at InfoWars.com/show. But remember, up until the mid-1980s, there was federal law that conservatives couldn't have talk radio shows. They said it's only fair and balanced. They would have liberal programs, NPR, you name it. They were totally anti-American. And then Roger Ailes and others went, listen, AM radio is going out of business. It's about to turn off. All they got to do is take some good talk show hosts that are popular, fire them up, get them advertisers, put some billboards up, and say, hey, you want an alternative? Use your AM radio. And it worked like a charm. Well, we're on UHF, VHF, local cable stations, AM, FM, you name it, and people are just going back to it. They're just going back to it. And so that's what it's all about. But also, they'll go to Vimeo. Or they'll go to InfoWars.com/show. So you got to tell people the purge is on. And are they going to get away with this purge by demonizing me, by building it up, by getting it set up, by lying about who I am? The very media that lied about WMDs and got a bunch of our troops killed and got millions of Iraqis killed. Madeleine Albright said 500,000 Iraqi kids, a good price to pay. I asked the New York Times, what about the 500,000 kids, Madeleine Albright? You feel bad or she a great lady? Say she's bad. Oh, I'm not going to say that. That's right. It's all about your moralizing. That I question public events that other people do. Hell, mainstream news is saying they think Maduro staged that attack and no drone shot missiles at him. Oh, wow, AP, Reuters, Daily Mail. Wow, they're questioning. What if it turns out to be real? You don't care about the victims. No, we have to question events. Most of the time, they're what they say. Sometimes they're not. They misrepresent what I say to build the straw man. They didn't have 1,000 articles a day or more in every TV station I know of demonizing me for months for no reason. I'm not that important. They want to deplatform everyone. They've already done it 90%+. There's graphs out showing it. And Congress is sitting on its stupid moron ass. I don't care at the end of the day, except for my crew members and people, about InfoWars. I've always said I'm giving us 110% until they wipe me out or we win. And if I get wiped out of the game, imagine you're in the end of the fourth quarter and you get and you throw that touchdown pass, but they take your knee out. You're already so exhausted, they put the new quarterback in. You sit back and you watch everybody win in sudden death overtime. I've come to disrupt these people. I've come to stop them. That's what I'm here for. I'm not here to play patty cake. I'm not here to play games. But you read the danger of the headlines. Jones said Islamophobic things, bully children, and anti-transphobic or trans whatever. And they don't even show you what I said. That's total Hollywood, Berkeley speak, globalist speak, Soviet speak, EU speak. So everybody hears, ooh, hate speech. We can't tell you what it was. It was so bad. Don't listen to it, though. I believe they've jumped the shark if you take action and tell everybody you know about InfoWars.com/show. And if people go check their spam filter, because most of those will block InfoWars emails to you. At the library, tell people about it. At work, say, hey, regardless what you think about Alex Jones, why don't you go hear for it yourself? And if you do hear, you know why they're panicking? They watch the live feeds from Berkeley and from the other areas that we went to this weekend with our crew, where thousands of patriots from every race, color, and creed showed up, like the Portland prayer rally. And, man, they saw tons of black people and Hispanics and Asians and Antifa beat up a Hispanic man who has multiple, was it sclerosis or dystrophy? He was on a walker. He talks about it in the video. And they just beat him up. I mean, it's you look at the crazed, domesticated people, and they were almost all white, by the way. And then you look at this multiracial crowd wearing red, white, and blue, and it just scared the living daylights. And about a third of the people were wearing Infowars.com shirts. And if you look, most of our videos have already been taken down of it. But everybody, that's why I told everybody, download our videos before they take them down. And that's the next thing to say, oh, Jones himself is deplatformed. You can't, I told you this was coming, Jones himself, videos of him can't go up. And they've got algorithms of my voice to block it. So you're going to have to make transcripts of what I've said as we go into this dark night, my friends. But we're going to make it through the night together. So let me play for you what it is they don't want you to see, why they're upset, what gets to them. This is really made for TV, but for radio, it's Trump, some of Trump's accomplishments, some of your accomplishments, and the country turning around, and why the globalists are so upset, because they've done this by design. When that comes out, it's over for them. Here it is.
Nobody said it was going to be easy for us.
No, they didn't.
We will never be stopped.
I will be the greatest jobs president that God ever created.
Record low unemployment and a record high stock market. The Trump economy is red hot.
Rocket Man is on a suicide mission for himself and for his regime.
They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
Now Kim Jong-un says President Trump will pay dearly for those words.
Getting a good picture of everybody, so we look nice and handsome and thin.
Beautiful.
Isn't young?
North Korea now committing to complete denuclearization.
I mean, it's truly remarkable what he's doing. He has done more than any president in recent history, certainly in the last half century.
He's not a politician. He's one of us. Never, ever, ever give up.
Never stop fighting for what you believe in and for the people who care about you. Carry yourself with dignity and pride. Relish the opportunity to be an outsider. Embrace that label, because it's the outsiders who change the world and who make a real and lasting difference. Treat the word impossible as nothing more than motivation.
Three American hostages are back home.
I am asking all citizens to embrace this renewal of the American spirit. Seize this moment, believe in yourselves, believe in your future, and believe once more in America.
I will fight for you with every breath in my body, and I will never, ever let you down. The forgotten man and the forgotten woman. You're not forgotten anymore.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
See, the globalists call themselves, and their hordes of paid agitators and bureaucrats and college professors, they call themselves the resistance. And they bully everybody in their system, in corporate systems and government, you name it, to submit to them. They think they've broken your back. They think they've got control of your life. They think that they run and govern your destiny. And if you look at DrudgeReport.com, we're going to play when we come back, where he warned 2.5 years ago of what was coming. He has it as the main link, Alex Jones Live. How dare Drudge defile them? How dare he challenge Google, Facebook, Twitter, and their subsidiaries, YouTube, and all the rest, like iTunes, that have all banned me in the last day, so that you can't actually hear what we're here saying, so that you can't hear what we're actually doing. They don't want you to see the success that Trump has had. They don't want you to understand how much success we can have. And they don't want you to know, and I'm going to cover, we've got to back the guest off, because I have to cover this, because we need to communicate with the White House and everybody else right now. The globalists think they're going to break your back. They think you're going to break your will. But when I come back, I'm going to brief the world, and I'm going to brief the White House on what they already know to be true and what needs to happen. This is communist China with the EU and Juncker openly saying that they are manipulating, that they are controlling our elections in America. This is the true election meddling, as Congressman Gates and others have said, contributions in kind when conservative voices are regulated and shut down over 90% right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud oral care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our products from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy, or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Lincoln was elected to unite a nation for the first time. The left tried to smear him and went to war with him. Can President Trump and we come together and save America a second time? Death of a Nation is the latest film from number one New York Times bestselling author Dinesh D'Souza and Academy Award-winning producer Gerald R. Molin. Through stunning historical recreations and a searching examination, Death of a Nation cuts through progressive lies to expose hidden history and explosive truths. In theaters nationwide now. More information at deathofanationmovie.com.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Well, so far, only Tucker Carlson, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, some, and of course Matt Drudge, big time, have said, look, the left is trying to shut down Alex Jones. They're demonizing what he said and done. They're taking it out of context. But regardless, once big tech organizes in a monopoly and tries to deplatform somebody everywhere, that is to set a precedent to do it officially to conservatives ahead of the midterms. Now, since they've got big sites now, and Congressman Gates reported on this 2 weeks ago, finally, we tried to get the info to him, that they have sites that track shadow banning. The average conservative, we put up the graph earlier, is shadow banned 93%. Even Facebook even admitted a few months ago that they were shadow banned 80% on average. I had told you that number as well because we could look at it in Google Analytics ourselves. I'm just giving you numbers here. Okay, that's why they keep being accurate. Now, Paul, they really fear Paul Watson even more than me because he's really good looking. Young people like him even more. I have a young audience, but also a bigger, older audience. Paul doesn't really have a big, old audience. We have a big military audience, but he has new potential millennium voters. Paul is 97% banned. 97% banned. Now, Candace Owens is also really hot with black voters, women, and young people. She retweeted what the New York Times writer put out saying white people are subhuman, and she was banned. Now they're saying it's an error. That's what they did to me at first, too, just to get the idea out with a popular personality. Oh, that it's an accident. Oh, we accidentally banned Trump's Twitter. We accidentally banned Sean Hannity's Twitter. And then later, oh, we're going to give him a strike. Oh, until you hear it over and over and you think, well, he's had a lot of chances. Go ahead and get rid of him. So there's a formulae, and I've been under it for years, so no one can tell you about it better than me. I run a multimedia operation. In every way we can get out, we get out. We don't charge for our what we put out. Other people do. It's one reason we're on so many platforms, thousands of them, because I just want to reach hearts and minds. I pay $500,000 a year to beam satellites into Asia where no money comes back. I pay $140,000 a year to beam high-powered shortwave into Africa and the Middle East. I get no money from it. It's on former Voice of America transmitters because we are the Voice of America. We are promoting free market and God and country and sovereignty and really taking care of our nation. And that's why I back Trump. I didn't back Clinton. I didn't back Bush Jr. I didn't back Obama because they were all globalists that vacation together and call each other brother. It's sick. So you got this New York Times writer. They found hundreds of more tweets saying she hopes all the whites die, how much she hates cops, how she loves it when they end up dying. She's a monster. But she Sherry Zhang is allowed to do whatever she wants and actually say hateful, vicious things. And guess what? I think that witch, that arrogant little SJW Antifa pig has a right to be on the New York Times editorial board because they're a free country, huh? But this same group wants me shut off, and they can't show you the tweets. Shara Zhang can't show you the tweets of me. No one will show you what it is I actually said. Drudge Report linked 3 months ago, 4 months ago, after Parkland, to our video of where I said the police stood down at Parkland. YouTube removed it and put a strike on me saying that I said nobody died and they were crisis actors. When Drudge linked to our video, it got 14 million views. They took it down. I put it back up on our platform. 14 million views. Totally viral. YouTube had to take the strike down. And they said to Bloomberg, they said somebody inside our organization who was recently trained by the Southern Poverty Law Center went too far and deleted thousands of channels. So again, I'm going to explain something. You know about it when I'm getting banned or shadow banned because I'll make a big deal about it. Matt Gaetz was shadow banned, and we told him 2 weeks before Roger Stone told him on the phone and in text messages, we've run you through their system. We have sites that look at this. We sent him links. You're already 90% banned on Twitter. Gates went up during the committee hearing and said, you're a private company. You can do whatever you want, not even getting it. So the next day, they shadow banned him 99%. They go, this guy's an idiot. We all just lied to him and said, we don't censor any conservatives. He said, that's fine. Just don't talk about killing congressmen. And then the next day, they banned him down to nothing. Then he said he felt victimized. And I'm not trying to put Matt Gaetz down. Just come on, man. Get it together. Figure out what's going on. Mainstream corporate media is fake news. They're the enemy of the American people, like the president said. And now they're coming after everybody. Now, if you want to get into the real reason all this is happening, I know it's demoralizing. I don't want to demoralize people, but facts are facts, like having cancer. It's operable. We can fix it, Mr. President. You know the Office of Personnel Management was done by insiders. That's even come out in intelligence reports. They try to keep it quiet because it's such treason, it's unbelievable. We know China owns the majority of our debt after the private Federal Reserve. We know they now own Hollywood. You've helped block some of them buying up American Bandstand, a few final things they didn't own. We know that they're teaching Maoism in the colleges, and all 50 major state-funded colleges have major Chi-Com infiltration. Some of them are run by the Chi-Coms. Even the Washington Post had to admit. We know that the People's Army of China has been caught running Dianne Feinstein's operation. We know their penetration is hundreds of times that of the Russians. We know they're involved in election meddling and were so arrogant they went to Davos a year and a half ago and said they would stop your agenda along with Juncker. Mr. President, America knows you're real. They know the Democrats are the anti-American globalist allied with the Chi-Coms, radical Islam, the unelected EU, and others. If you come out before the midterms and make the censorship the big issue and them trying to steal the election, and if you make the fact that we need an Internet Bill of Rights and antitrust busting on these companies, if they don't back off right now, and if you don't come out and point out that the communist Chinese have penetrated and infiltrated and are way, way worse than the Russians, because it's true, and the Democrats are scared of that coming out, and you've got the Feinstein info coming out, and more is about to come out, just as I've told everybody, then they will be able to steal the midterms and start the impeachment. It's the right thing to do, Mr. President. It's the truth. And it's crazy to believe it. It's crazy to understand it. I know you've been told this from our technology to the South China Sea to everything, to them having 98% of rare earth minerals. They didn't do that by themselves. They were given that. David Rockefeller said he was going to move everything to China. They said they were going to do all this. And now you've stepped in, the country's coming back from the dead, they're desperate to stop it, and they're trying to stop you and every American from having their speech by defaming me, lying about what I've done, Soros financing fake lawsuits to give it legitimacy, and now deplatforming me ahead of it because the lawsuits are all getting thrown out because they're lies. 90% of what's in these things are total frauds. And they know we're getting stronger, and they know we're moving forward, and they now have made the wrong move. I believe they've jumped the shark. I believe they've won the battle, but they're going to lose the war if you, with your vision, continue to take action and make free speech and this internet antitrust garbage the number one issue and move against them now. If you don't, they are going to steal the midterms. They're already doing it with economic contributions to the Democrats, blocking everybody else's speech that supports America and making it great again and your agenda.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at DYLN.co. That's DYLN.co.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud oral care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our products from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution, $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So, all over the world, there is a purge against nationalists, against conservatives, against Christians. The EU has banned for years, even criticizing Islam. They'll arrest you. They'll fine you. And they've told Google, Facebook, and others, you start doing that in America, because we count it as the World Wide Web, and we're going to put billions of dollars of fines on you. And the fines have begun. So to get in line with that, they began a multi-month demonization campaign of InfoWars, which has now led to them lying about what I've said and done as a straw man, filing fake lawsuits to add credibility, and then moving to have us deplatformed all in one day off of iTunes, off of Apple, off of Google, Google's already been delisting us, but off of YouTube, completely banned. 35,000 plus videos we uploaded, billions of views, millions of subscribers, over 5 million subscribers, all the channels combined. And then they lie about us and say hate speech that's a nebulous Soviet/globalist communist term used on universities of whatever they say is hurtful. They don't show what I said, though. They anonymously complain, totally authoritarian. Then they say, I bullied a child, I was transphobic, and I was Islamophobic. That's in CNBC. They don't show you the Islamophobia. Well, we're going to show you. And he was going to be on for a full hour. I appreciate him letting me cut it short, but he's one of the only guests we could still have on today when we're the number one story in the country and really one of the biggest in the world, the fight for free speech. John Gondolo is a highly decorated former FBI agent. He was also in the military, a Marine. He's a best-selling author and researcher, and he's been persecuted. He's been blocked. UnderstandingTheThreat.com or Amazon.com, where you can find his major book series. And he's going to tell you something about that here today. But the White House, I've been told, is watching. We're top linked on DrudgeReport.com. So we need to kind of move from just getting into the Islamic threat today to why. You were on last week, and I said, why could they convince America that you can't criticize Islam and put us under Sharia law? Something you said a decade ago, and I rolled my eyes at. I never thought we would actually bring in tens of millions of these people, like Europe's done, and then fully conform to them. And then if I want to keep my Western freedom, I'm the bigot and I lose my rights. But all the imams can still be on YouTube and Facebook calling for killing infidels and chopping our heads off. That's all up there and protected and left alone. Tommy Robinson's thrown in jail for months, loses 40 pounds because he dared cover a giant child kidnapping trial just from outside. We've got all these other people being censored and attacked. Antifa tries to beat people up anywhere they go. They're trying to deplatform me. They're calling for Trump to be killed everywhere. Then taking out of context, saying I threatened Mueller when I didn't. I mean, they've really gone next level here. And I just want to ask you, from your law enforcement, but also journalistic perspective, where you think we've gone and why you think they're this bold. Do they really think, maybe they're right, That this isn't antitrust when all the big tech companies, over 90% of the web, come together to try to shut me down and say, John, that they're setting the precedent for everyone else, and then they do major stories. Even the Wall Street Journal admits conservative sites are 93% already restricted. So they're strangling everyone to the point of total asphyxiation. A, what do you say? Why is Islam so protected? And then B, what does the president and Congress need to do? I mean, they need a crash course in this. I've gotten them emergency reports. I'm exposing the Chinese communist connection to this, but it's so incredible. What do you think?
Well, first of all, I want to say thanks for having me on. And I want to encourage you, because the fact that this is happening to you means you're effective, and it means the enemy understands you're effective and they're coming after you. And so that's the first point. To answering this broader question, the reality is, Alex, is that this is everything we're experiencing is coordinated. The Marxist movement is coordinated. It's coordinated domestically. It's coordinated internationally. The Islamic movement is coordinated domestically. It's coordinated internationally. And they come and meet and merge together, these two movements, or from a warfighting standpoint, these are two counter states that exists, the Islamic counterstate, the Marxist counterstate, inside our system with the stated objective. I mean, go to Communist Party USA, go to Freedom Road Socialist Organization, read their website. We want to overthrow your government and impose a communist, Marxist, socialist system. Go to the Muslim Brotherhood's website, their bylaws. Go to their bylaws. They intend to.
And that's been the left plan since the Wall Street bombing 100 years
that's
ago.
Right. That's exactly right. And you have got the Muslim Brotherhood, whose bylaws say they intend to establish an Islamic state under Sharia law. And yet the number one go-to leadership in the Muslim community are Muslim Brotherhood organizations, Islamic Society of North America, Muslim Student Association, Muslim American Society, Muslim Public Affairs Council, and their affiliates here. And so when you look at it, I mean, I just had something that broke last night that I had talked about 12 years ago. And it, when good people get recruited by the bad guys, whether it's pastors, members of Congress, prominent people, and most of the time, and we can use a number of examples where the Muslim leadership that we can identify by name as being Muslim Brotherhood befriends them, recruits them, treats them as if, you know, they want to get to know them, they want to help. And what ends up happening is you see somebody who begins to understand the problem start to drift away. And in the case last night, Sheriff David Clark, who on his own tweet admitted that he was duped by Hedi Amir Ahmadi, who, as I said when I was in the FBI 12 years ago, she's batting for the other team. She befriended him. She did business with him. And he went from being a strong advocate of strong police action against, you know, the jihadi community, getting into mosques, doing real investigations, to calling anybody who's, and he did it on social media, calling somebody who said something negative about Islam a racist. Now, I think Sheriff Clark's a good man, but this is how this works.
Sure. Look how exactly. Let me explain this. My own thing. Going back 20 something years ago, some of the Islamists did the same thing, and I wasn't really hanging out with them a bunch, but they did manipulate me the same thing. Then later, when some of them thought that I was a buddy, they were being more honest. I'm like, whoa. And then as I saw things unfold the last 6-7 years, I got threatened even by New York Times writers. They said, well, off record, I'm really here just to say, leave Islam alone, and then we'll leave you alone. I'm like, well, you're not a Muslim. Well, I'm working with them. And so absolutely, it's in the religion, I now know this, to actually lie to people and do this. And so once I really saw that you guys were all right, I've been very strong advocate for resisting it, because I don't want to have our government overthrown and a tyrannical, monotheistic, anti-human thing put in. But now I've realized, I mean, they've told me point blank, you will be removed off the internet if you don't stop. And now it's happening. And I can't believe we are this far down, even with President Trump in office. We need to go on the offensive now. This needs Google, Facebook. All these people are outrageous. They need to be brought to heel now. This is dangerous.
And I got to tell you, one of the things that I have said in my organization, Understanding the Threat, is published and put out what you're saying right now. The number one problem in this country is not the Islamic movement, it's not the Marxists, it's us. Our leadership has a lack of understanding of this threat, hence the name of my organization, both the Marxist threat and the Islamic threat, and a lack of sense of urgency in how bad it is. There's many, when law enforcement and elected officials sit through our 3-day program, and where we lay it out in detail and give them, and we're the only organization in America that does this, gives them legal ways and tools to deal with it from a police standpoint, from a state and local leadership standpoint, governors, attorney generals. When you understand how bad the threat is, you realize there has to be a sense of urgency. And yet, it's like we are rolling along as if nothing is going wrong. And that's the problem. And I love your sense of urgency. And, this is, if you're doing anything today, it's you are trying to set wildfires to get people off their butts, to get in gear and deal with this. And the problem is, I think President Trump is doing an amazing job, but he is surrounded in many cases by people that do not understand how far down the line these movements have gone in this country and how dangerous it is today.
Well, let's come back and talk about how we counterstrike legally and lawfully against this with John Gondolo of UnderstandingTheThreat.com, InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Total overkill. As the free speech bans of the leftist universities expands onto the internet, and as every conservative member of Congress, state houses, you name it, are already dialed back on average, their studies on InfoWars.com from major sites, 93%. The censorship was 80% just a month ago. It was 85% a few weeks ago. They are slowly, incrementally closing off the oxygen. We now have more kinship to Mao or Stalin or Lenin or Hitler when it comes to control of speech in America than we do to 1776. We are drifting rapidly towards this. And how dare the Washington Post and Jeff Bezos cover up China and the Marxists and the globalists and Antifa and then say on their banner head under the Washington Post, democracy dies in the dark. Well, we're a republic, but our representative democracy is being strangled in front of the world. And this is an insanely bold move. And you got CNN, MSNBC. When Trump calls them on lies they tell, when he counterpunches, they say, how dare you? You're threatening violence on us, saying we're enemies of the people, enemies of the recovery. When they're the ones saying he's a Russian agent and have guests on saying he should be killed. And the Washington Post calls it a enforcement escalation that I'm being totally banned off these platforms that form an oligopoly. John Gundalo is president and founder of Understanding the Threat, the only organization in the nation which provides a detailed assessment of the enemy threat in your local area, provides law enforcement investigative solutions, and creates state-level counterinsurgency strategies to identify, dismantle, and defeat the jihadist network. He's also been in the military and the Marines and fought the jihad threat and all the rest of it. And here's the deal. The media always misrepresents what I say about 9/11 inside job. I mean what all the FBI agents said and got gagged, that there were people in the government that were working with them that helped them do it, stood down, then there was a cover-up. And you look at this today, at Hillary and Benghazi and the stand down and the arms shipments, which we know were sent up to start the Syria thing to take out regimes that aren't as radical and put in more radical regimes. So putting a bow on this, what is the main threat we face globally? I mean, I know the communist Chinese are funding the university uprisings, the Antifa stuff. I mean, because you talk about how the Marxists and the whole Antifa and the left work with big tech and the Chi-Coms, the EU. At Davos, they said they're all working together, that they're going to, quote, beat nationalism and defeat us. So this is a real threat, as you've said. I used to hear people like you and Glenn Beck when he was covering it, and you know, countless others. David Horowitz was the first. And I read his book, and I thought, we're never going to let a caliphate take over. The left's never going to, you know, truly let all this. But no, it's true. I had the New York Times here, and I was talking to him about how they supported the Arab Spring and how it enslaved all these people. And the lady was laughing at me. They know they're not even real liberals. This is a criminal takeover of, like, criminal energy. I don't know how to describe it. They've been, like, trained to hate America, even though it's what they were suckled from. And I don't know what they think's going to come out of this, John. Break this as a former FBI counterterrorism expert and somebody that can analyze how these groups work together. It just seems, why would you want to do something so destructive and evil? That's why I couldn't believe it.
Well, I think in the West, we have a hard time when people who we would hope are doing the right thing. You hit a really key point, Alex, and that is you use the word liberal, but you were referring to it in the classic sense. The classic liberal, which is somebody who wants openness, who wants an education where there's debate and friction. And we know that in our republic, just like the founders, that this great ideal for the first time in history, where for 6,000 years of recorded history, we had monarchs, whether they were called kings or czars or caliphs or emperors. They were one man ruling a nation. And for the first time in history, our founders created a republic under the ideal that all humans have inalienable rights. And we're actually going to build a legal system and a government around this ideal. What I think the problem is, the biggest threat, Alex, is us. And I don't mean you and me. I mean our leadership that has forgotten and been criminally negligent in defending their oaths of office, which is a legally binding oath. And they've to understand who we are. I think if our leaders understand who we are and what the underpinnings of the republic are, then when the Marxists and the communists and the socialists and the Islamic movement, the jihadis come along, we easily shrug them off as being absurd, and we won't let them in our society to have any play. Certainly wouldn't have let a jihadi like Abdul El-Sayed run for governor in Michigan. And you want to know the tie-in? How about Bernie Sanders, an avowed socialist, campaigning for a jihadi candidate for governor in Michigan? And the primary is on August 7th. I mean, this is...
Well, that's a whole other angle. How do you have somebody that went and lived in Israel for a while and claims he's pro-Israel, campaigning with Linda Sorcerer and these known jihadis and people that call for overthrow and you know, all this horrible stuff? Exactly. It's so insane that they do this, but I guess they just all have a shared love of the... I mean, it's like George Soros is Jewish, but he's in the WikiLeaks wanting to overthrow Israel.
Right. I mean, you have to understand, these people believe what they believe. I think what my encouragement to you and your audience is the jihadis really believe that Sharia is real and needs to be imposed on the world. The Marxists, whether they're of the socialist bent or the communist bent, they believe in those systems, and they really do believe, a lot of them, that it's the thing to do. It's the right. So if we look at it from their perspective, they actually believe it, which is why they're willing to allow people to be killed for it. They believe in that. So when you get somebody like Bernie Sanders, he is not a humanitarian. He is not. He's okay. These people, part of their, certainly from the Marxist point of view, part of their doctrine is eugenics, is to cull out certain members of society and say they need to be eliminated. And today they might put it in words that are a little softer, but the history of this in the last 100 years is millions of people are dead from the Marxist, communist, socialist movements. Millions of people have been killed by the sword of Islam in the 1400 years that they've existed, and their doctrine supports it. That's the difference.
Now, just pulling back from this, clearly the left, like Rob Reiner says, they want a civil war. They call this a civil war. They say they're moving in with their attacks right now. They say they're taking their operation airborne right now. They're moving on every front. You know, they kind of hid their communist movements, their Marxist movements now, like roaches coming out at midnight. They're just everywhere, every city, every town. They're intimidating. They're attacking. They're saying kill cops. I've been somebody that was critical of abuses in law enforcement because I'm a constitutionalist, but then you realize, no, they want the complete overthrow of the police to put in their own truly oppressive system. My point is, it appears that they are seeing this as an existential moment that they believe they're losing, so they're going to fire everything they've got, looks like through this year into next year, and that everybody better wake up, like you've said, and put in a maximum effort. So can you specifically tell me, A, am I right from your research, and B, what are you expecting them to do? Because I see their escalation going straight up right now.
Right. So let me split this real quick in the time remaining. I think from the Islamic perspective, the Islamic movement in the United States, primarily led by the Brotherhood, but Iran has a big piece here. They believe they're winning. The Marxist they're working with is feeling the heat of this administration and feels like they need to turn up the heat on their side. And so I think that's really important to understand that they believe now is the time to culminate this. But the Islamic movement is going to go violent first in Europe, and they're going to allow the Islamic movement will allow the Marxist movement here in the U.S. to be their hammer and for them. And then in the end, the Islamic movement kills the Marxists first. That's how this works. But in Europe, we're going to see both the Marxists and the Islamic movement going violent because they're on the verge of taking over nations in Europe. And you will see as that progresses, it will increasingly become more violent. And I think this is something we have to understand. This is real. So the point I would make is the action, because you asked this two questions ago and I didn't totally give you the full answer. What needs to happen is, we need to recognize what's most important. And just like the founders understood, it was more important to create the republic based on a system where we understand everyone has inalienable rights. And even if slavery existed, they knew that the ideal of the Declaration would eventually crush slavery, and it did, and we fought a great civil war for it. But the object is to defend the republic at all costs, because it is a beacon for liberty. And so this administration...
I was about to say, you realize how good the Republic is when it's like communist globalism with George Soros or Islamic takeover, and it's like, my God, I really love America now. John Gondolo, we're going to have you back soon talking about your book and more, UnderstandingTheThreat.com. Thank you for all the time. God bless you. Third hour, myself, David Knight, special reports and key breakdowns, the attack on free speech straight ahead.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Patrick in the great nation of Australia, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate, I've been following you since I was 14 and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're back live. Top link on DrudgeReport.com is Alex Jones Live. And I am supposed to take one of my daughters to a doctor's appointment at 2:30 today. So David Knight's going to come in here in about 15, 20 minutes. We had Matt Bracken set up, but I think I'm going to move him. I also shot emergency reports this morning that actually constellation all this down. Those will be ready by the fourth hour today. Not going to air this hour. Going to give folks the time they need. And so Matt Bracken will be on the last half of the fourth hour if the videos are ready. Now, that said, I'm not mad about what's happening to InfoWars. I'm not a sociopath. I'm not a demon. I'm not a control freak. You know, I had the New York Times here because they are basically stalking me with three reporters down here and trying to find anybody that will crawl out from under a rock to tell lies about me so they can try to, you know, make the criminals and mental patients that read their publication and believe it. Because some criminals read it just to use it as guilt to control people, as a script of, oh, the good liars write this, I use it. But others are just weak-minded people that follow it. And I talked to them just as a test so I could record them and then later show how they twist things. But the lady said to me, well, what if you're off all of your platforms and no one gets to hear your response? And that's their golden god. That's their hope with Trump and their hope with everybody else is to be able to kill the truth, is to be able to strangle it in its crib. And to make sure you can't respond when they frame you. Because there weren't any babies dead in incubators in 1990 with Saddam's troops bashing the brains out. But there sure as hell were 1.5 million Iraqis starved to death and died under the sanctions. And Bill Clinton's Madeleine Albright admitted that 500,000 were kids and it was, quote, a good price to pay. So you guys killed 500,000 kids and you work for organizations that did it. So it's like working for Jeffrey Dahmer. You become Jeffrey Dahmer. So I love the crew. I love the work they've done. My biggest frustration is I wish I had more energy, more stamina, more focus to really expose this because it's outrageous and they're coming for everyone's freedoms. This isn't just about stealing the midterms and impeaching Trump. This is about global censorship popping up everywhere, coordinated and orchestrated and honchoed and quarterbacked by Facebook, Google, Twitter, and others. And Apple is the worst. I mean, the fact that they're in mainstream news becoming Chinese state-run, just like they thought they'd have world government and it'd be state-run and no one would notice that it was unelected. Well, we covered it. We went over it. And now people know. And so they're like, shut him up. Shut him off. Just like they want the president shut off because they're enemies of the American people. They work for the globalists. So when you click that link on Drudge Report, and it's a great link, you know, it's links to the live videos and live audio feeds and this and that. But the biggest thing you want to do is we're going to add some links right at the top, like subscribe to the podcast. So you click on it yourself and then it just goes right to whatever podcast system you have on your phone or your computer. And the most important thing you can do is then reach out to everyone you know and say, hey, this is verboten. This is the thing that they say is saying this, but they never show you a clip or they never show you a video or if they do, it's heavily edited. Why don't you hear what it is that China and the corporations that work with them, like Apple, that run factories with 18-hour workdays, forced abortion, suicide nets, political dissidents. I mean, you criticize Apple in China, they take you and cut your guts out. And Tim Cook likes that. He He's out there with Black Lives Matter rallies and waving rainbow flags because that's the cover for a monster that runs a monster evil corporation. But all of them are bound to hell.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply.
But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
No flowers, no flashbulbs, no line. He's haunted by something he cannot
deny. You know, we will beat these globalists if people wake up and if they take action. But if they don't, we're going to lose everything. It's that simple. I mean, they're coming for everything we've got. They think we're soft, dumb Americans that spend half our time in front of screens every day. And they don't want us jacking into the Matrix. Take the Matrix analogy like an attack ship trying to send people in to get people out of it. And they used to be arrogant. Oh, they'll never listen to Jones. So what if he's got more viewers and listeners than us? We don't want to admit that because our sponsors might leave us. Your sponsors are big megacores. They're not going to leave you because you're falling. They're going to increase your funding. And you figured that out. But they had a price. There is a price, barbarian. And you said, what's the price? Advocate all truth. Submit to evil, become instruments of corruption, instruments of racketeering, call for censorship, spew out endless lies, and destroy your competition even as you defame them. Only then will you be powerful enough. And of course, when you're done, they're going to close up shop, and there'll only be a few major media outlets and one centralized system and talking points that are put out. And then anyone else that criticizes, they'll have the global social score, the mark of the beast, where if you don't play ball and actually cheerlead on the platforms, then you will suddenly lose your job. You will suddenly lose your wife, your husband. You'll suddenly lose your kids. You'll lose all the little special deals you can get in the giant casino gulag in the sky that Max Kaiser talks so much about and that Matt Drudge talks so much about. I remember when the Black Mirror, I've only seen a few episodes of it, everybody kept saying, oh, I read one of your articles from 4 years ago. Did you write the Black Mirror piece? It's about a global social score and everything you do is tracked. You've got to be a cheerleader for the system or you get, you know, everything cut down to you basically starve to death. And I said, no, that's the plan. See, so then Hollywood makes a joke out of it to actually condition you and get you ready for it. So that's where you're going. And a lot of people at the New York Times and at BuzzFeed and other places have said, hey, I love The Matrix. Just make me somebody famous in it, and I want steak. I want a lot of steak. I just want to have fun. So they're all celebrating because they're the liberals. They control things. They were at the university. They make $30,000 a year, but they get to destroy things. And they get to screw up minds, and they get to feel like they're part of the power structure. The president needs to push for antitrust hearings. The president needs to break this up. This is illegal. All these companies working together, they're already strangling the Republicans. They're already strangling the Freedom Caucus. They're already strangling the state governors. They're already strangling everything. They're already blocking local police departments and PR outreach to kids because they see whatever's in America and the existing free market capitalist system that's got its problems, but it's perfect compared to them. They see it as the enemy in a existential overthrow. So they have taken over the internet, got us all to advertise that we're on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter, let us push all our energy to them to make them number one for years and to make them 90% of the web. And now they're using that monopoly power to crush everyone and strangle it and say, socially conform to us and we won't censor you. So most conservatives went, fine, what is the token of travel? They said, we want you to attack Alex Jones. People were told this. Don't promote Alex Jones. In fact, attack him. We'll let those videos go viral. So everyone, from former members of my family to people I've known and done nothing to, lined up to attack and demonize me for a year and a half to set the precedent. Then they move to the next person. Okay, now it's Candace Owens. Get rid of her. Now it's this person. And then everybody gangs up on them until they think they'll be the last person standing. And Glenn Beck was told 4 years ago that he would be the last guy standing, but now he knows they set him up. They believe they'll be the token conservative that goes on air and basically goes along with the power structure like a George Will or a William F. Buckley. They're going to that model, and it's happening to everyone. Now, David Knight's going to be in for a few segments, and then I'm going to be back with emergency special reports we're working on and some big breaking news in the live feeds. And we're going to continue into the fourth hour with Paul Watson. He's going to be on with the latest information. I'll be back on and so much more. And then I'm going to come back in to be on the War Room this afternoon with the streams that are at Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. But this is everybody's fight, and it's happening now in a big, big way. They didn't just take my podcast off. They took all our others. They took Owen Schroyer's off. They just said, you bullied a child. You were transphobic. You were Islamophobic. We don't even show you what we say. We just, you're now off everything because we organize the left to lobby for it and to call for it and to pillory and to have lawsuits concerted with it to demonize you. This is the plan. But the number one most important thing you can understand is this. This is about you. This is about shutting you up. This is about coming after your free speech. This is about the big enchilada. Period. And now is the time to tell your neighbors, your friends, your family, everybody you work with, not just today, but tomorrow, and next week, and next month. Hey, remember InfoWars? Remember NewsWars? Remember President Biden? Man, the guy they're scared of, the guy they demonize, the guy they don't want you to know about. What is it he's talking about? Well, he was an evil American that learned about a global government plan. He was an evil American that learned about a plan to break up the family. He was an evil American that learned about a plan to make us all poor, that Bill Maher even admits. He was an evil American that they had to be taught a lesson. So we cherry-picked a few things he said over the years and misconstrued it and built it all up as the pretext to then set the precedent to shut everybody else down. So why don't you be a free human and actually find out at Infowars.com/show? Because, you know, the next thing they're going to do is try to get rid of our apps and our Droid apps and our iPhone apps. You can still subscribe to for now and share with folks. That's a fine vehicle. But the most important thing I've been talking about for a long time in probably 50 meetings, and today it's going to finally happen. I was in a meeting last week, and I said they'll ban us off YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter probably in the next 2 weeks, the midterms. And I'm like, oh, no, they won't. I'm like, well, I just need links on the articles and the pages. Get the podcast here because the podcast is us. A lot of you can't watch or listen live. We're going to be off all these platforms. You're going to want to go get the podcast. But what do I know? You know, it's kind of like around here, freaking meteorite could hit the building. We got a great crew. They're just not arrogant like, you know, the New York Times. They don't think much of themselves in a good way. So it's kind of like, never going to happen. Never going to happen. I told like five people in meetings last week, never going to happen. Because, you know, I don't know anything. So what'll never happen is links all over Infowars.com and at the top of every article and the bottom of every article to get the free newsletter and to get the free app. Because All of you need to get it and share it with everybody. Separately, globalists think you're dumb. They think you're weak. They think you're not going to go get the great supplements and products we've got at InfoWarsStore.com. They think you're not going to take advantage of the big sales we've got, 40% off on the fish oil, the krill oil, and the honor roll for your kids, smaller little gel caps for your kids. And they think you're never going to actually, you know, check out all the things we have at InfoWarsStore.com. But I know you are. So check out those big specials at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all that have stood with us. We're changing the world thanks to you. But they're coming after us in a big, big way. You know, my feed says break's begun over here, but I didn't get any feed. So I guess they just cut the feed off. I don't know anymore. Who the hell cares? Whatever. Who cares the clock's working around here? Hell, like I said. Anyways, they're going to shut the economy down. They're going to break everything down for massive social engineering. And you're going to wish to God you'd done something later. Everybody better wake up. And they better realize what's going on. They better understand it. Everybody's too cool for school, though. Thanks to Drudge and others who actually care. Whatever happens, we're going to win in the end because communism always collapses.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at DYLN.co. That's DYLN.co.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalists. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more. You can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. I guess it's kind of interesting that, as it shows on the Drudge Report, we are 86th. On 8-6, actually is the anniversary of the nuclear bomb being dropped on Hiroshima. And I want to say to the Quislings in the mainstream media, the people like CNN and others, I want to say to them that as you are begging for freedom of the press to be curtailed, you are, as you nuke us here, you are poisoning your own environment. Just like Robespierre, and I said this morning, I said just like Robespierre when he started the purge or the reign of terror in the French Revolution, that eventually came back on him. He eventually had the mob drag him to the guillotine. And as we look at this, folks, the important thing to understand is, yes, Google doesn't like us. Yes, Apple doesn't like us. We don't like them either. We don't like multinational oligarchs. We don't like what they're doing with censorship. We don't like how they're playing footsie with the Chinese dictators. But you have to understand that they're not just playing footsie with the Chinese dictators. They're also playing footsie with the deep state here. This is something that they may be the point that we're seeing of censorship here coming from social media. But they're just the penultimate cause. The ultimate cause, folks, the ultimate cause is our own government. It's our own government. When we look at what is happening, the articles that have come out in the last few days talking about what they're doing, and isn't it interesting that you have four of these high-tech companies, these multinationals, you got Goggle, G-O-D-G-L-E, and the rest of these people taking us down. At the same time, they're about to take down Julian Assange, take him into custody, because this is where this ultimately goes. When you lose freedom of the press, you wind up with a very authoritarian society. And it's just like China. This morning, I played a clip of a Chinese critic of the Chinese government. He was criticizing them for nothing other than the fact that they were spending a great deal of time and money in Africa. And he said, why are we doing this? This doesn't make any sense to us. He didn't agree with the policy. He said, we need to be helping the Chinese here at home instead of becoming a colonial power in Africa, which is basically what they're doing. As he was talking to Voice of America, had six to eight people come in and drag him out of his house. He goes, what's going on? I have freedom of the press here. I have free speech. It's like, no, you don't. No, you don't. It's just a piece of paper. If the public doesn't stand up for freedom of the press and free speech, you don't have anything. I also talked this morning about another story that's on the Drudge Report. And thanks to Drudge, give him a shout out for putting our show up at the top live. This is one of the worst attacks that we have seen on freedom of the press since they came after John Peter Zinger. And as I said this morning, it wasn't the king. It wasn't a president. It wasn't a legislature that gave us freedom of the press. It was the people with jury nullification. The judge said, facts are no excuse. You know, the truth is no defense, right? And of course, when we look at what is happening with us with the censorship, truth is no defense. It doesn't matter because they don't even bother to put up what they accuse us of being shut down for. I just got this notification from them. I posted it up there. And it was kind of interesting because this is the second time I've gotten a notification from them. The first time was back in April. We'd already noticed that they had cut down by about a factor of five the number of live views that we were having as we streamed the thing. But then in April, I got this interesting thing. Hi, Real News with David Knight. After manually reviewing your video, we've confirmed, this is from YouTube, that it isn't suitable for all advertisers. As a result, it will continue to run limited or no ads. I thought, well, that's kind of interesting. They don't tell me, of course, why they find it unsuitable. And the other thing that I found very interesting was they manually reviewed it. And then I got an automated message. I was not monetized at the time. The show was not monetized. The morning show, Real News of Day and Night, that you can still find at Infowars.com/show. They haven't been able to shut that down yet. And they're not going to shut that down. Not if you people support us. If you want to support freedom of the press, if you want to find us there, we don't have to be dependent on these people. It's interesting, isn't it, that Matt Drudge came here a couple of years ago and told us that a Supreme Court judge told him that all this was going to happen. And he came here first. Why? Why? He knows what's going on. It's just a coincidence, isn't it? It's just a coincidence that a Supreme Court judge who wound up with a pillow over his head said, hey, they're coming for freedom of the press. They're coming for the freedom of the Internet. You know, and then Drudge comes here first. Yeah, it's just a coincidence. It's just a coincidence that all this stuff happened on the same day. It's just a coincidence that all this stuff happened as they are about to arrest Julian Assange and perhaps start a war with Iran. Maybe that's what they don't want you to hear. You know, we've been pretty effective in the past at exposing the false flag attacks in Syria, one after the other. And also the false flag gas attack in the UK that was involved there. So as we look at this, so going back to this April thing that I just got out of the clear blue, I said to people posting my show, I said, are we monetized? I said, no, we're not monetized. So that's real interesting, because then why are they looking at this to see that, to tell us that we can't run any ads or anything? So we monetized it after that, and then they would, the ads would run for a short period of time, and then they would take them down on each of the videos. Never gave us any explanation, never told us why. But I think at that point, they were starting to throttle us again. Because like I said, they'd already cut the number of views that we had in terms of the live stream and so forth by about a factor of five. And then as I looked at the first full month after I got that interesting message from YouTube, I noticed that the number of subscribers that I had, that I would get on a monthly basis, had dropped by 90%. Instead of getting 6,500 subscribers per month, I got 655. So from 6,500 to 650. The first month that they put that in, after I got that mysterious notification, you have been noticed, comrade. We have looked at you, comrade. Folks, this is Soviet-style censorship. Let me tell you what is going on with this. The ultimate source of all this is the government. It is NATO. It is the deep state. That's why they have to shut us down. It has nothing to do with a little video of a kid pushing a guy around and so forth. That's such a bunch of nonsense. They're not going to shut us down because of a particular video that exposes their false flag attacks. They're not going to talk about that. They'll find something else. They'll find some diversion. On July 31st, last week, Senator Richard Black, who is this? This is a guy from the 13th District of Virginia. He is a Virginia senator. He is a retired colonel from the U.S. Army. And he said this. He said, why the censors hate Julian Assange? And it's the same reason they hate us. He said, as a military officer, I was trained to strictly observe security protocol. So when I first heard of WikiLeaks and Julian Assange, I was instinctively critical. But upon reading his released documents, I saw how Julian gave people accurate insights into the inner workings of his own government. He said, today we see intense coordinated efforts to reimpose effective information control in America and globally. Facebook, Twitter, Google, YouTube, PayPal, other high-tech titans are rushing to hire censors to adopt restrictive policies that block controversial voices from reaching global audiences. Big Brother is back, folks. Big Brother is back. And today we got flushed down the memory hole of Google. Yes, they long ago gave up their motto, don't be evil. They are embracing the evil. They're embracing the Orwellian code. And this retired colonel from the U.S. Army talks about how we and WikiLeaks and others have now become the targets of a systemic censorship.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud oral care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our products from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution, $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Folks, if you want to subscribe to the band show, you can go to InfoWars.com. Take a look at the top. You'll see a banner that says, subscribe to the band show. We don't have to go through these ghettos that they've created. That's what Matt Drudge said when he came here. He was told by a Supreme Court judge, hey, you only got a year or two before they're going to shut you down. Right on schedule, folks. You know, they are right on schedule. It's interesting to me that as you look at their plans, whether it is their plans for smart cities and sustainability, whether it is the climate change accord or whatever, or even when you have Strauss and Howe, actually, Neil Strauss is the one I think that has survived the fourth turning. Always 2030, 2029, 2030, that sort of thing. They're on schedule. All these people who are setting up these systems believe that they are going to completely remake our society within the next 12 years. That's their time frame. It's not mine. And I don't know if there's a conspiracy or not, but isn't it interesting that they keep coming up with the same number? You got the UN agenda for 2030, sustainability, right? The UN agenda for sustainability, 2030. It was the UN agenda 21 for the 21st century. And then they made it very specific. All of this is 2030. So it's right on schedule. Knew 2 years ago they were going to shut everything down here. And as I said, going back to April, I got this notification that I'd been noticed by the comrades at Google. Said, we've reviewed this manually and you're not eligible for ads. Well, we had never signed up for ads on that particular channel. And at that point, I saw my engagement drop by 90% right there. Boom, like that. And then I got this message today. They pull the plug on our show on YouTube just as it was ending this morning. Again, that's Real News. Begins at 9 Eastern time every Monday through Friday. I would like to inform you that we've received a complaint. No specification as to what that is. What is this whole thing about three strikes and you're out? Nah, didn't do that. Didn't tell me what a complaint is. Just terminated. And this is where we are now with Google. Just got a complaint. One of the things that they don't want you to see, of course, and this is why this is coming from the deep state. It's coming from the UN, NATO people. Yes, I know I sound like a tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist, but when it's really happening, it really is. when we look at this stuff, today we had a poll that came out talking about how Hispanics, African Americans, Asians view President Trump. And it was interesting because when they talked to African Americans, they said only that 25% of them thought that the economy was going to be very bad for the next 4 years. But then 46% of them thought that they were going to do very well in the next 4 years. You see that difference there? They can look at their own personal life and they can understand what's going on. But then they've got Google and mainstream media telling them something else. We've got Alex Jones now joining us in the control room. Go ahead, Alex.
He had it set for 2 weeks to take my daughter to a doctor's appointment. I like to take her when she goes a couple times a year. She expects me to pick her up in 15 minutes. I'll be back during the war room. We'll have live feeds at Infowars.com. Very thankful to DrudgeReport.com and others linking to us so people can actually hear what we say, not what Fox News, who involves themselves in attacking us, even in CNN, MSNBC, lie about us and say. But it just hit me as I was in the parking lot about to leave. I came back in. Everything you're saying is on target, David. They're not just doing this for the midterms coming up. They're not just doing this to get in line to move into communist China. They're doing this because they're going to make their move on Trump like they've said. The escalation, the rhetoric, the violence they're calling for, everything. This is the globalists, the big money that's been financing leftist movements and radical Islam. This is their takeover. This is their big push. And I'm telling you, we are the canary in the coal mine. Everyone always said, oh, if they take you down, we know that it's the canary in the coal mine. So you're going to continue on for another 30 minutes, 25 minutes. Then I shot two emergency reports that have all the documents and all the proof that are coming up. Then Matt Bracken pops in, and then I'll be back. I'll be back during the war room and all of us because this is a big deal. We have the biggest audience we've ever had at Infowars.com, and that's good. We have the most folks on our streams, and I imagine the same thing for local stations. But if people don't then go, hey, wait, this is a big event, and share the link or subscribe to the podcast or subscribe to the free newsletters, if people don't do that, they're going to ban everybody else. This is about banning you. This is about going after everybody. This is them thinking that you'll just forget about it and kind of waddle off into the distance. No, like Matt Drudge said in the studio years ago, we have to build our own sites, our own video platforms. Mike Adams has created his real video site. That's exploding. So we've got to do this, and we've got to now have the people still on Facebook, YouTube, Google, go in there like information warfare guerrillas, and get the information out about what's happening so we can get everybody over to DrudgeReport.com and Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. And I'll finish with this. Matt Drudge gets it. Tucker Carlson, a few others get it. If they're able to completely blacklist us and do this, they're going to do it to the NRA. They're going to do it to Rush Limbaugh. They're going to do it to Fox News. They're already all over the news saying, shut down Fox News. Shut down Fox News. Shut down Fox News. Shut down the Daily Caller. I told everybody, Congressman Gates didn't even know he was shadow banned in a hearing about it and then freaked out when he learned it. I mean, we need to have congressional oversight. We need to have trust busting. My God, China is officially now runs Apple. Google setting up censorship for them. It's happening, people. And Americans that have lived under so much freedom don't know how to recognize real tyranny, David. So back to you doing a great job, David Knight. Mornings, the real news. 8 to 11 right before me, syndicated on a lot of radio and TV stations, and now it's more important than ever. With those TV and radio stations streaming our audio and video, that people go to those to listen and to watch as well, because we've been decentralizing for a long time. We've already been under censorship, but it's gone up 5,000% in just the last year, and it's exponential, and it's not just us. It's everybody, but people don't know what's hitting them because these tech giants act like we're a rat in a maze. We are not rats. We are human beings. We can overcome this, and we will defeat it. Back to David Knight. But they're coming after Trump. They're coming after Trump. They're making their move. This is the demarcation line. This is the flare in the sky. This is the red balloon. We know it's coming. This is the revolution against free market in the West. This is the slave masters thinking they can take down our open society. China's literally running Google and Apple. Google's real definition is be truly evil, be truly anti-American. You see what the colleges corporate run put out, SJWs that are anti-free speech. That's the facts. That's the reality. Newswars.com, Infowars.com, the free apps. Everybody share them to the four winds. We can defeat them. And again, thank God for Drudge. Now we need the president and the White House to take action big time. This is the right thing to do, and it's constitutional, and it's popular, and it's do or die.
Absolutely right that what Alex just said. You know, when we look at the headline of Matt Drudge, Apple regulates speech and said, no, actually, it's China that's doing it. We saw also Google headlines a couple of days. Might be ready to play by China's censorship rules. Oh, really? Might be ready to play? They've been playing by these rules for a long time, folks. You just haven't noticed it. We've been pointing this out here at InfoWars. Like Paul Joseph Watson said, he could type in the exact title of his article, that it had a lot of coverage, a lot of shares, thousands of shares on Twitter and so forth, and Google wouldn't find it. Google wouldn't find it, but the other search engines would. Google has been doing this here in America, and you haven't been paying attention because you haven't been listening to us, and now they're doing it. This is not only China's censorship rules, folks. This is the deep state's censorship rules. Let me read you something from that conspiracy site, Reason.com. Yeah, you know, everybody's going to be a conspiracy site. They don't like what you're saying. They just call you a conspiracy theorist. Don't look at that Zapruder film. Don't talk to the witnesses. Don't ask anybody what happened at Las Vegas. No, you must be a conspiracy theorist if you question the government's official story. And then the question becomes, let's see, which government official story? Was that version 1, version 2, version 3, or the one that's about to drop on us about Las Vegas? Here's what Reason said. Again, the middle of last week. Senate Democrats are circulating plans for government takeover of the internet. This is Reason, that conspiracy theorist site. Yeah, it's coming from the Democrats. This was a leaked memo circulating among Senate Democrats. It said contains a host of bonkers authoritarian proposals for regulating digital platforms, purportedly as a way to get tough on Russian bots. Yeah, right. They want to get mandatory ID verification on you, folks. Look, if you are concerned about having to register your gun, you should be concerned about having to register your phone. That's what these people are coming after because they are authoritarian, just as authoritarian as the Chinese. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalists. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, folks, if you want to keep this going, if you want to keep free speech going, and again, we are the focus right now. It's not going to stop with us. All these quislings at CNN and so forth that are working hand in glove with the Democrats, with the deep state, it's going to come around to them eventually. Maybe not. I mean, they might be able to keep going with Operation Mockingbird. Look it up while you still can. Yeah, it's a real thing. It's something that the CIA did. They wanted control of the media. They had control of ABC, CBS, NBC. Of course, you know they had control of NPR. They also had the Fairness Doctrine, so you didn't have any other contrary opinions appearing talk radio. That was shut down by Ronald Reagan, that Fairness Doctrine. Isn't it interesting that in the last couple of years we had the FCC take a particular notice in what was going on in newsrooms? They started doing questionnaires. Tell us about how you put together your news and so forth. And it's like, that's none of your business. With freedom of the press, that should be none of your business how we put together the news. You are there to allocate frequency and not content. Oh, but they want to allocate content. As I was saying, we have Senate Democrats, again, coming from this conspiracy site, Reason.com, July 31st, a leaked memo that was leaked by an unknown source to Axios. It was penned by Senator Mark Warner, coming from the Senate Democrats. As they point out in Reason, they called it a host of bonkers authoritarian proposals. Well, here's some of the stuff. Here's the title, by the way. Potential policy proposals for regulation of social media and technology firms. Now, they're not saying that they ought to be regulated as monopolies, as de facto monopolies. He's saying people who are saying that a baker or a photographer in a small town who, because of religious convictions, did not want to bake a customized cake for a gay wedding, they should be shut out of business. They should be shut down. However, these massive monopolies, they can refuse service to anybody that they wish. They don't like InfoWars. I understand. They don't like us. They've given 80% of their money, these Silicon Valley companies, this year. 80% of their money have gone to far left Democrats. So I understand they don't like us. We don't like their politics either. But they have become a de facto monopoly. And we're not talking about the old days where you're banned in Boston. We've been banned globally by these Silicon oligarchs that we have there. But this is what they're proposing. Senator Mark Warner and the other Democrats, as they point out reason, they said the paper starts out by noting that Russians are the ones who are spreading disinformation. No, it's CNN. It's CNN, it's Google, these other people that are spreading it. You know, it was, they used to denigrate Martin Luther, they said. Amazingly, it was the FBI that was denigrating Martin Luther King. It wasn't the Soviet Union attacking him. Anyway, here's some of the things that they want to control. Mandatory location verification. Mandatory identity verification. This is all coming from the Democrats. Define popular technology as essential facilities. So much for the idea that these are private companies. They're now admitting that they're not private companies. And as I've said, looking at the way debates are run in the state where I was active politically before I came here, North Carolina, we would go through all kinds of hoops as an independent party to try to get on the ballot that Democrats and Republicans never had to do. Once we got on the ballot with all that extra stuff, then we would have to try to get into the debates. We would never make it. Why? Because what the government did was turn that over to a private organization. It was a press association. And the press association decided that they couldn't have more than two candidates at the debate. They couldn't have three. So they decided that they were not going to include any independent or third party candidates. They censored that, the press at that time. So am I surprised to see CNN, NBC, others pushing this kind of censorship? No. Am I surprised to see the beard of private ownership? No. No. But now what they're talking about is defining these tech companies as essential facilities. Now that sounds like they're a utility, right? Sounds like they're a government monopoly. And that is exactly what they are. They are a government monopoly. They're a government monopoly that is trying to control what you see, what you hear. And I guess one of the things that you need to understand, and I was talking about that this morning, a recent poll that they took of 1,000 people, only one person in that 1,000 people, only one in 1,000 knew the five parts of the First Amendment. We have five different things. We have freedom of the press, freedom of speech, the free exercise of religion, the right to petition the government, the right to peacefully assemble and so forth. Only one person out of 1,000 could identify all those. 40% of the 1,000 people that they interviewed couldn't identify a single thing out of the First Amendment. Not free speech, not free press. You know, Google's motto used to be, don't be evil. Now they don't want you to see anything that they say is evil, and they will determine what is evil. They don't want you to hear any evil, and they don't want you to be able to spread any evil. And they will be the ones who are the arbiters of what is good and evil. They will be the ones to determine what is hateful. No, folks, you know that what they really hate is free speech. As a matter of fact, over this weekend, as we had the revisitation of Dianne Feinstein, as I pointed out this morning, is kind of driving Miss Feinstein. She doesn't know that her chauffeur is a Chinese agent, supposedly. Now, this same woman that we're supposed to believe is so clueless or senile that she doesn't know that her chauffeur is a Chinese agent, 5 years ago was telling us all that the government needed to license who journalists were. They had to decide who was going to be allowed to speak and who wasn't going to be allowed to speak. We're going to have, I just saw an announcement here. We've got coming up in the next hour, we're going to have a special report by Alex Jones on the censorship of freedom of speech. But as I said earlier today, we have never were given our First Amendment rights of free speech. Never. Freedom of the press, never given that. The people took that with jury nullification, just as we took the free exercise of religion with jury nullification in the William Penn trial. We took free press, freedom of speech. We took that with jury nullification in the John Peter Zinger case. If we don't, as a people, value our liberties, if we don't even know what they are, as we see, only 1 in 1,000 that was surveyed even know what their freedoms are. These are not freedoms that are given to us by a piece of paper. They're not given to us by a constitution. These are freedoms that we have from God. And they will be written in our hearts, or they will not, we will not have them at all. The piece of paper is worthless, as George W. Bush is alleged to have said. It's just a piece of paper. Yeah, they have contempt for that piece of paper. And let me tell you, it is not just the Democrats. It is the deep state, the military-industrial complex. They actually created a game. They actually funded it with your money. News Hero. It was funded out of Latvia. I covered it this morning. They created a little game where they would teach you how to discern what is true and what is false, because you're not smart enough. And as I said this morning, the people in the Soviet Union who had lived for decades under an authoritarian government and censorship knew that there was no truth in Pravda. You know, that's the Russian word for truth. Izvestia is the word for news. They knew there was no truth in Pravda. They knew there was no news in Izvestia. I don't know why Google and Facebook and the Pentagon think that you can't see through their lies. But they created this thing and they sent it around. And of course, they didn't get any traction whatsoever with it. As they're putting around, as it was reported by Zero Hedge, after a week online, NATO's counter-disinformation Facebook game was a complete flop. Nobody's buying it. Nobody pays any attention to it. But then I see these kinds of headlines, and it makes me go absolutely ballistic. CNET, a guy named Ian Scher. 7 questions that Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg needs to answer about InfoWars. Well, I don't really care what his 7 questions are. I've just got 1 question for him. Why is it that you don't value freedom of the press, free speech? Do you really think, Ian, that you're going to get a free pass on this? You really don't think that these people are going to shut you down after they shut down InfoWars, after they shut down WikiLeaks and Julian Assange, after they throw Julian in jail? Maybe they'll find something to throw us into jail for. Who knows? When you have a situation where the Democrats want to have a way to identify your location, and of course they already do. You know, geospatial intelligence, in case you don't understand, has been the fastest growing fastest part of the intelligence services, and it's been going for about 20 years or so. James Clapper was at the center of that. What do they have as part of geospatial intelligence? They want to be able to map your political beliefs, your religious beliefs. Activity-based intelligence is part of that. Mastering the human domain. Human domain analytics is part of that as well. They've already been working on this for a long time. It's been going on a long time before Mark Warner and the Democrats proposed exactly that.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. Real Red Pill Plus is an all-new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all-new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Myco ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the pregnenolone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids. so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Have you woken up yet? I mean, it was kind of interesting, wasn't it, this weekend that we saw Candace Owens, who retweets the new New York Times editor, Sarah Jeong, Asian, talking in so many tweets about how she hates white people. Oh, it's just a joke. That's fine. It's just a joke. Do you think I was taken down for that? I didn't say anything like that. My channel was taken down on YouTube. I never got a strike. I never got an explanation. I didn't get three strikes, just taken down. And of course, when Candace Owen, who is black, tweets out the same stuff that Sarah Jeong put out, but just substituted for all the invectives against white people, put in black people, also put in Jewish people, she got shut down until they realized, we've been owned by Candace Owen. They have now exposed what we're really about. They want to say this is about hate speech. No, they hate speech. They hate our speech. They hate free speech. It's not that they think that our speech is hateful. They just disagree with what we have to say. I understand they have a different political perspective. But they also have a global monopoly. You know, DARPA created the internet. It was created by J.C.R. Licklider, who was a psychiatrist. He called it the Intergalactic Computer Network. They shortened it to Internet. But it was and has always been a means to monitor and control the population, to understand if their narrative is succeeding. Now, I've played probably at least once a week on my show. I play a clip from Michael Hayden, who was head of the NSA, head of the CIA. He was speaking to law students at Washington and Lee University, and he said, we're not interested in bad people. That's not why we have the NSA, the CIA. We're not after criminals. We're not after terrorists. We're after interesting people, you know, like President Trump. Or all of you as a group to know if they are controlling your opinion properly. That's why they have the internet. That's why they have these structures like Facebook. Do you think it's a coincidence that their LifeLog project that came out of DARPA, they were going to keep a permanent record of everything that you thought, everything that you did in life and so forth. They called it LifeLog. Everybody said, well, I think this is a little bit too creepy. I don't think we want the government doing that at the time. They didn't like the idea of total information awareness, so they changed the name. And with LifeLog, they shut it down the same day that Facebook began because they knew that you would keep that LifeLog for them. They could scrape all that information off. They don't even have to work with Zuckerberg. They can just grab it. So can the other corporations. They don't have to buy this information, Cambridge Analytica. They don't have to get that information from them. And if they can get it, if the politicians can get it, if the corporations can get it, you know that the intelligence services can get this. And so when you look at this, this isn't about hate, folks. We just had in Alaska, we just had a judge saying that as an Eskimo went up and yelled, I hate white people, punched a white woman in the mouth who was just standing there talking to somebody, knocked out her teeth, took them to court. And the judge said, yeah, that wasn't related to any racial bias. No, you come up and you hit a person in the mouth because they're white. As you're yelling, I hate white people. According to the judge, that is not a hate crime because, you know, hating white people is not a crime. It's not. I mean, it's not racist to discriminate against white people. It's not racist to hit them. And as we look at the way that they're controlling our speech, We've got Kamala Harris saying, shut up. You can't use the term identity politics. Why? Because it defines what they are. They don't want you to know what they're doing. All right, we're going to take a break here. And on the other side of the break, we've got a special report from Alex Jones on censorship and free speech. Stay with us. We'll be right back. And then at the bottom of the hour, we have Matt Bracken joining us as a host. So don't go away. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic. First demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia. And then voila. 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. CNN, MSNBC, the rest of the dying news system like the New York Times and the Washington Post, groups that are propped up by the Mexican kingpin in the case of the New York Times, Carlos Slim, in the case of the Washington Post, Jeff Bezos, they can't allow something like InfoWars with a fraction of the crew or the money to be ranked higher than them on iTunes or on YouTube. They can't stand it when people like Mark Dice has more subscribers on his channel, he doesn't work for InfoWars, but he's an example of it, than CNN. And so their answer is, have CNN, the New York Times, BuzzFeed, and all these other corrupt organizations openly lobby for us to be removed and then organize their listeners, their viewers, the different university organizations, Antifa, Sleeping Giants, and a bunch of other groups to then go mass flag us in the community guidelines, which, again, is something out of 1984 or a Kafka novel where you don't even know what you've supposedly done. You can't face your accusers. Then you get defamed by the claims of the big tech giants when they ban you. Make no mistake, this is being set up to create a precedent, in their own words, for you. Nationalists, conservatives, libertarians, Christians, people that stand up to the New York Times editorial board member saying whites are subhuman and should be extincted. This is the agenda they're pushing that is being funded by Communist China. Out of everything I've broken down so far, that's the key. Apple has officially moved to China and is letting the government basically run Apple. And that, of course, is iTunes. Google is building a huge censorship search engine for them, and whistleblowers from inside Google say they're preparing to use it here in America. In fact, they're beta testing different parts of the censorship system for China on American conservatives, nationalists, and Trump supporters. So bigger than just trying to manipulate the election and give huge contributions in kind to the Democrats by blocking conservatives, libertarians, conservative candidates, conservatives in office, and trying to make sure they can win back the House to try to impeach Trump, that's only one part of it. The bigger issue is they don't like InfoWars exposing the fact in great detail that Communist China owns our debt, owns and controls Hollywood now, is involved in massive domestic propaganda operations, and is working with the Democratic Party and with the EU and others to try to block the Trump agenda. They even talk about this at Davos. So this is 21st century warfare. It's happening right now, and it's designed to silence the American people and other populist movements around the world who are trying to struggle free from this corporate totalitarianism. I've had a lot of top lawyers call me today, and they say, Alex, we need to sue Apple, we need to sue all these groups that clearly are involved in cut and dry antitrust activities, working with other big corporations to delist you and block you from the marketplace of ideas. So then when they demonize you, you don't have a way to respond to them and they can destroy you. And then with that model, move on against everybody else. Almost 5 months ago, the Wall Street Journal had the new CEO of News Corp brag that by 2019, the internet will be basically paid. He said, Barry Diller's also said this as well. He owns Newsweek, so that's a Democrat on the other side, that the internet will be paid soon. Watch, believe me, he said, because they're setting the precedent to deplatform InfoWars and WikiLeaks as the test point example. And once they've done that, they're doing it to everybody. Now, what do we need to do? We need to call the White House, go to Trump's rallies, call the campaign, let them know that this is about deplatforming conservatives and libertarians and other Republican candidates around the country to steal the election. It's true election meddling, not like the made-up Russia meddling garbage. This is out in the open and naked. And the Democrats have been very, very public about it. So if we simply have real congressional hearings about this, where I'm called and others are called, they will be exposed. They've had a bunch of hearings lying about me, saying that I need to be deplatformed, but I'm never there to actually speak for myself. This is completely one-sided and totally deceptive because they can't handle me being there. So again, they secretly report you, they defame you, they lie about you, and then you never get to see what you've done or face your accuser. This is the essence of totalitarianism. And President Trump, the Republican Congress, the state houses, independent media all need to rally together against this global move to censor America and the planet. Because if you look at what Facebook, Google, Apple, and all of them are doing right now, it's mirroring the EU censorship. And why is that? The EU has been fining them billions of dollars if they don't get in line on hate speech and fake news, which is whatever Brussels and the unelected bureaucrats say it is. So it's China, the EU, and others muscling in on America with all these global regulations trying to force their will on us. France is passing laws to shut down populists. Brazil's passing laws to shut down populists. Whether they be left-wing or right-wing, they don't want the people having control of their own destiny. This is modern global corporate colonialism against every nation-state on the planet, be you first world, old world, or be you a third world nation. This is history. It's happening now. And we're the tip of the spear at NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and InfoWars.com. And in closing, the number one thing you can do past standing up to this and getting informed and informing others is to simply go to InfoWars.com/show, subscribe to the free podcast, just click on the link, whatever you're subscribing to your podcast in, it'll pop up there. It's also critical to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform that are being censored so you can get them out to others. But whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out, this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see. You're an adult. You deserve to hear what all the hubbub's about. You deserve to hear what the establishment is so desperate to silence so you can make your own decision. InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, tomorrow's news today. Listen. I was never trying to win a popularity contest. I've been trying to get Americans and others to think outside the box and realize what's happening. And we've been very successful. I've expected to be attacked. I didn't know we'd be the very tip of the spear, but it's happened. So now InfoWars is the banner of free speech, the renaissance in Western culture and civilization. And it's more important than ever that folks realize that the dominoes are beginning to fall against your cherished free speech, and you'll lose everything else if you don't stand up for it now. InfoWars is trending the top of Twitter right now. And we've got record traffic at InfoWars and NewsWars. But they think in a few days you'll forget about it. Then they'll move on to the next target and the next target and the next target. Notice they would only partially ban us here, partially ban us there. They would cry wolf they were going to ban us. Until when they finally banned us, They're hoping you're not paying attention. They're hoping you're stupid. They're hoping you believe the fake narratives about us and the lies they've said about us, where I'm this bad guy that's done this or that. The New York Times were the main group manufacturing fake evidence of WMDs that then caused millions of Iraqis to die from starvation and war. And so many other sick, evil things. They helped lie about babies being thrown out of the incubators that never happened. But they'll sit there and sanctimoniously lie about me and say I hurt children, I bully children with no evidence. That's because they're cold-blooded sociopathic scum who've been chosen and picked and prepared to go out and be henchmen and women to control and take down this nation. And they cold-bloodedly believe they've bet on the power structure and they're going to win. CNN, MSNBC, all of them are the very worst of the worst, who are not news organizations, but criminal racketeering combines, by the very definition, out operating to intimidate and attack and control and sabotage and block funds and bring down pro-America organizations. But in the end, we're going to defeat these people, and America and the world is going to be prosperous, and we're going to come through this together. That's a basic breakdown of what we're facing, what we're dealing with. China has basically allied with the globalists, the Democrats, the EU, and radical Islam to take down this country and take down the West. They are very afraid of us because we're exposing that, and that is the heart of the matter. Trump must take action now so they can't steal the 2018 election. He must take action and expose the true espionage of the communist Chinese infiltrating every level of our country and openly pushing for patriots to be silenced and censored. That is outrageous. And it's a hard truth to tell, but if the president tells it, even more Americans, as the polls show, will pick the right side of being pro-America, pro-liberty, pro-freedom, and pro-prosperity. But we've got to tell the very serious truths. And we've got to realize films like Death of a Nation by Dinesh D'Souza are so critical for everyone to see if you want to understand the real threat.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our products from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. News, analysis, reports. It's The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We have an article up at InfoWars.com. Patriots rally behind InfoWars amid tech's total communist censorship. That's right, folks. This is the way China works. It's the way that the Quislings for China, Apple, Google, they have shown that they will do anything for a buck. You don't think that they'll do this same type of censorship for the deep state here in America? Of course they will. Of course they will. We have established what they are. We are just haggling over the price, right? That's the way that this works for Apple and for Google. But I have some quotes here I wanted to read you from some of the people that have tweeted out in support of InfoWars and in support, I would say, of the principle of free speech that we have lost any value for in Western civilization. It's interesting that every one of these tweets, the people will come back. They know that people are going to come back and say, I hate InfoWars. I think they're phony. They're fake news, so forth. All right, fine. You don't like what we have to say? What about the old adage that we had from Voltaire? And again, it wasn't an exact quote from him, but it was a compilation of what he'd had to say. I may despise what you say, but I will defend to the death your right to say it. Why? Because that's my freedom, too. See, I despise CNN, but I will defend their right to broadcast. As a matter of fact, they give us great content to comment on all the time because it's so patently absurd. But they can't handle our content, which tells you that it's not patently absurd. I document what I talk about. I document it very carefully. And they quite frankly can't win that argument, so they want to shut us down. Just as we saw the people who were protesting, counter-protesting, people who were standing out at the Planned Parenthood facility here in Austin. I've talked about this many times. My wife went with my daughter and other people from InfoWars are holding up signs, stop the black genocide. These Antifa people showed up at the time. They hadn't started calling themselves Antifa. And folks, if you don't understand that they're not anti-fascist, they are fascist. They're anti-FA, anti-First Amendment. They showed up with black signs and they would put them over my wife's sign. And then, you know, she'd put her sign down low. They would put their black sign down low. She'd put it up high. They'd go up high, you know, just like Michelle Obama said. but they had nothing to say. They just wanted to shut you down. They can't win an argument. These are people who have been weaned and raised on postmodernism. They don't argue. They use invectives and censorship. That's what the fascists of the left do. But here's what some of the people said. Nigel Farage, whether you like real Alex Jones and InfoWars or not, he is undeniably the victim today of collusion by big tech giants. What is the price of free speech that you're willing to pay? And of course, one of the videos that's been taken down, of course, is interview that I had with Nigel Farage, had over 500,000 views. It was an interview that I had with him, the debate that was in Las Vegas. We went there and we talked about the fact that Brexit was their declaration of independence. And you know what they're seeing now in Great Britain is they're now seeing that the attempts to pull that back is now their war of 1812 because the empire continues to strike back. And that's exactly what WikiLeaks tweeted out. The Empire Strikes Back. Apple, Spotify, Facebook, Google, YouTube, all purge InfoWars and Alex Jones today. Yes, InfoWars, they said, has frequent nonsense. They don't agree with everything we have to say. That's fine. But they say that we're also a state power critic. Which publisher in the world with millions of subscribers will be next to be wiped out for cultural transgression, says WikiLeaks. We have Katie Hopkins out of the UK responding to somebody. Says, oh, I'm glad that they shut down InfoWars. She said, you're glad? You're glad that unelected tech tyrants now decide what their quislings are allowed to hear? No. Very succinct. Very good job, Katie. Another one. Cassandra Fairbanks. Yikes. Love InfoWars or hate them. This is terrible. Mark Dice. Alex Jones is now an unperson straight out of the plot of George Orwell's 1984. Regardless of what you think of him, remember, you may despise what somebody has to say in the press or just an individual. But if you want to have free speech, you must defend that, right? Freedom is the only thing that we can't have unless we give it to other people. It's just that simple. And so Mark Dice says, whether or not you like InfoWars, this is the equivalent of digital book burning, and it sets a horrible precedent for mass censorship by big tech. This is what they have designed here, folks. Absolutely what they have designed. So how do you get around that? Well, we've got a couple of things. If you want to go to InfoWars.com, you can click at the top there. We have a button that says subscribe to the banned show. Yes, we have been banned, not just in Boston, where the censors used to operate. We have been banned globally by the people who think that they are lords of the internet. And we need to make sure that that doesn't happen. There is a way that we can get around that. And if you want to support us financially, we have some sales at InfoWarsStore.com to help you do that. Of course, we've got a lot of other products that you can buy, a lot of products to support your health. Here's some of the sales that we have, though. We have Nascent Iodine. That's our Survival Shield X2. That's the brand name, but it's Nascent Iodine, 25% off. If you want to get vitamin D, and of course, this time of year when it is so hot, many people are not getting outside in the sun. Vitamin D, our winter sun is what we call it, 40% off. Our vitamin B12, we call that Secret 12. That is also 40% off. And you can get $100 off of Alexa Pure Breeze. That is a very effective way to purify the air in your house. Very attractive, very silent, very effective. $100 off of Alexa Pure Breeze. I'll give you one more special. This is from our morning show here. If you want to get 20% off of our Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee, it is non-GMO. It is 100% Arabica bean blend, and you can get 20% off with the code REALNEWS. And that's we still have that program in the morning. Google hasn't been able to shut that down. We're going to continue to broadcast that out so you can get those broadcasts if you subscribe to the banned shows, that banner that we have at the top of InfoWars.com. And you can also get our free app. It's a great way to listen to the program as well. And if you're in an area where we're carried on the radio, we have many radio stations and many TV stations that carry all of our shows. Support those advertisers. Let them know that you want to hear a critic of power, because that's what we do. We speak truth about power, and we speak truth to power, and they don't like that. One of the things that they don't like, of course, is Kamala Harris saying, don't use the term identity politics. And she says this right in the middle of putting herself out as a, you should vote for me because I'm a black woman. And don't you talk about identity politics. This is the hypocrisy of these people. This is why they can't win. I don't know who Kamala Harris thinks that she's fooling when she does this kind of stuff. She said, instead of thinking women of color because Doug Jones won in Alabama for Senate, we should be electing them. You know, people like me. And then she comes out and says, and don't you use that term identity politics. Don't you use that. Why? Because people understand what the demographic party is about. They want to break everybody down into demographics. Of course, they're not going to support Candace Owen. Because she's a black woman. They're not going to support Clarence Thomas because he's a black man. As a matter of fact, they will come out very strongly against them. Now, Anita Hill, who tried to take down Clarence Thomas in those hearings, it wasn't even 2 years later that she was supporting Bill Clinton. Not for charges of an inappropriate remark, but because she was defending him, even though he was accused of violent sexual assaults and rape. All right, on the other side of this break, we're going to have Matt Bracken. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Well, what a day to be on the Alex Jones Show. This is Matt Bracken for the next half hour. And I must say, if anybody had any doubts that there really is a war on for your mind, their doubts should be laid to rest today. This is an information war. This is the front line. And if there are any new watchers that are just here out of curiosity, I would suggest that you click over when you get a chance to Infowars.com. Go to the link to subscribe to the show. Don't just take it through the social media giants that are shutting Infowars down. Don't search on enemy terrain, you know, for the filtered version. Go straight to the source, to Infowars.com. Click subscribe. Get a direct link that they can't stop, not until they shut down the entire internet. Anyway, over the weekend, it's pretty unusual, crazy timing. Maybe these things work this way for some reason. But I was at a Republican meeting with less than 50 people in the room, and two of the members of the Freedom Caucus were there as the guests. And not to speak out of school, because some of what I heard was, you know, rather confidential. But we did talk about the social media banning, the shadow banning. And frankly, some of these congressmen are maybe, I'm sure they're very busy, but they're a little bit behind the curve on what's going on social media. And I suggested to them that one step that they can make immediately that wouldn't require too much effort, because politics is the art of the possible. You know, it's not what we could theoretically do in a perfect world, but what's possible. And I suggested that there must be truth in the algorithms. The algorithms should be published. The way that they shadow ban members of even Congress, like Congressman Getz, you know, they need to show how they do it. If the electric company, it turned out that they were charging Republicans, you know, 10 times more than what they're charging Democrats for electricity, they'd have to show the formula, how they come up with that. And I said that they need to do the same thing. Since Twitter, Facebook, Google are now virtually monopolies, they're the gatekeepers for what we read and learn. They can't hide their algorithms. Now, the social media giants, Jack Dorsey at Twitter, et cetera, they say, well, we have to keep the algorithms secret, or those terrible, dangerous Russian bot farms will learn our tricks. That's bogus. That's a really weak cover. There's no reason that they can't do both, chew gum and walk at the same time. Put the algorithms out so that we can see if it's a level or a tilted playing field. Obviously, it's a vastly tilted playing field. And it's so easy to do. I mean, just by accumulating your links, and if every website gets a social media score, then it would be very easy to give all of us comrades a quotient ranging, for example, from 100% to 1%. And I'm sure I'm down near 1% in terms of my reach. I might have, you know, 10 or 12,000 followers, but if only 1% of my followers get notifications, it'll look like I'm still transmitting. Once in a while, I'll get a retweet on Twitter, barely ever. But, you know, it'll look like I'm broadcasting. It's just that my volume is turned down to 1%. And if you're a good social justice warrior, like the lady at the New York Times, then your amplifier will be turned up at all times to 100%. So there's a way to do this, and that's for Congress to demand that as virtual public utilities, these giant information conglomerates must publish these algorithms so that we can see how the shadow banning is being done. That's step number one. You know, it's not enough for a few congressmen or, say, somebody famous like Candace Owens, who she just rebroadcast the tweets changing the words white for Jewish or black, and she was immediately banned by Twitter. But, of course, she was pulled right back out of Twitter jail because she's famous, and it's easy. So they threw the switch, turned her back on. But for every Candace Owens, there are literally millions of us info warriors out in the trenches that have our sound turned down to 1% based on these secret hidden algorithms. So it's not enough to just release a few congressmen or other famous conservatives. They need to produce the algorithms There should be transparency on how this shadow banning is done. And that what it really boils down to is the left can't debate. You've heard the left can't meme. Well, the left can't debate. That's why totally innocuous videos like Dennis Prager's PragerU videos are put in limited state or even banned. And there's not a bad word in them. They're just, you know, the simplest little 5-minute sketches and lessons, but they make great points. So the powers that be in the social media universe put them in limited state or just ban them, take them down. You know, non-controversial videos, you know, not to mention them being demonetized for the last, you know, weeks and months. People that are very innocuous on the right get banned or throttled. And meanwhile, you know, Antifa, Islamist websites, they're broadcasting full speed, full power. And we need to stop this. It's just beyond control now that the media, that social media is able to just shut us down and pretend that everything's normal. Now, in the short term, there's nothing going to be nothing that'll probably be done before the midterm elections. But I do have a few suggestions. One is, just like we should go to Infowars.com and subscribe to the show. Yeah, it costs a little bit out of, you know, click PayPal, credit card, you're done. Then you've got it straight with no filter. But instead of going through Facebook and Twitter where they hate us, where they throttle us, where they shut us down, go to gab.ai. Gab is like Twitter. It's not quite as smoothly operating yet, but Gab doesn't discriminate. Gab is the pure thing. That means there are some, you know, unsavory characters running loose because it's unmoderated, but it's actual free speech on Gab. Another website that's coming out in the near future is something I've been watching called Vomvos, VOMVOS.com, which is going to be another Twitter alternative. We need to get off of our addiction to the left-wing websites that hate our guts, you know, that consider white genocide to be a perfectly natural reaction to our evilness. Yet, if you turn the tables even in the slightest way, you're instantly banned. So instead of playing on the field that hates us, we need to take it to the places that'll tolerate us and give us our freedom of speech. And in the short term, that's Gab, and that's, I'm on it right there. I'm Matt Bracken on Gab. I'm on Twitter, but I'm so throttled, it's almost a waste of time. You can follow me, but you'll never see my tweets. It's a joke. But in the near term, please get on Gab. It's not as smooth as Twitter, I'll admit, but we're working on it. And it's the only free speech forum that's really up and running right now. And otherwise, you know, what are we going to do? Just go to the left and beg for their crumbs? You know, hat in hand, like Oliver Twist, please, sir, can I have some more? I mean, it's a joke. Let's go to the places that'll tolerate us, not the places that are trying to choke us out. And, you know, if President Trump made one post on Gab, it would be an earthquake that would turn over the entire social media world. One message on Gab by the president, it would be like a, you know, Richter scale 10 hitting the entire United States of America. And in the meantime, please go to Infowars.com and subscribe today. Just push the button, pull the trigger, do it today.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced 4-stage compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220 plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range, and with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Hey, I'm Matt Bracken, back for the last segment today. This has been a heck of a day in the InfoWars world. Subscriptions are up, which is a good thing, because we need to cut the addiction to the social media corporations that hate conservatives and get over to where we can listen to the truth without their filters. On Twitter, they call it, it turned out one of their shadow banning tricks was called the quality filter. If you are on Twitter, I encourage you to go into your notifications, then dig into your settings and turn off the default setting, which basically says, no, please, I don't want to hear bad comrades. I only want to hear good social justice warriors. This is just one of the easier tricks that they actually, you know, kind of put in the clear that you can turn off on your own. But it's a lot more difficult when it comes to, you know, the algorithms that are actually used to turn us down, to basically blind us and deafen us. So you think that you're broadcasting, but you're really not. All you're doing is talking in an echo chamber. And you might have a ton of followers, but if they're not hearing you, or if people are searching for you but they can't find you, it becomes really ineffective and marginal. And now they have no doubt the most slick platforms: Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram. They're very slick, but we need to just start abandoning them and going to the places that will not shadow ban and throttle us. Right now, that would be, I think, Gab. I want to talk also today about the Chinese nexus with all of this. Dianne Feinstein, her husband, they've been tied in with the communist Chinese forever. Now the Democrats are trying to do the distraction technique. Look, squirrel, Russian collusion, the Russians. They never cared about Russians when they were ready to nuke us, when they had millions of people in gulags. They loved the Soviet communist Russians. Now that Russia is just a small, nationality, lots of nukes, but almost no economy, they're using that as the big distraction while the real Chinese menace is growing. And as we've seen, our corporate masters, they're happy to comply with Chinese censorship the way that Apple and Google are. They're happy to work with the Chinese to censor their own citizens. And this is, of course, never going to just stay within China. These same filters, in order to keep China happy, they're going to be working right throughout the internet. And this is something, we have to wonder what's going on when important members of the, I believe she's been on the Senate Intelligence Committee for quite a long time, Dianne Feinstein, has the very high security clearances. Her long-term driver was a Chinese spy, an agent. Now, it's not well known or understood, but famous people, VIPs, they choose their own drivers. They don't generally choose them because they, passed the driving test with the highest score. They choose their drivers because they're like-minded. They have a rapport. Drivers often become confidants over a long term. They become privy to the innermost thinking of their VIP bosses. They become gophers and errand runners, like this Chinese driver. So not only does that mean that the Chinese driver will be overhearing her phone calls, but the Chinese driver will be able to actually insert his own thinking, which is from the Chinese government, we now know, into Dianne Feinstein's ear. This, a younger, more perhaps a witty person and a spy has the ear of a key member of Congress like Senator Dianne Feinstein, perhaps molding her thoughts, guiding her thoughts, leading her to suggest that we need to crack down on social media and freedom of the press on the internet. And it's no wonder, when you look at important people in history, often you'll find out that relative unknowns are pushed and promoted up through the ranks in a way that is almost inexplicable. It's now pretty well known that John Brennan, for example, he was never a spy. He was never a CIA case officer over in Europe or South America or Asia, running spies, recruiting agents. He was never doing that. He was a mid-level analyst, just a paper shuffler at Langley, when somebody put him up to be Bill Clinton's daily briefer. He was just the guy that read the daily brief, the CIA notes to President Clinton. But they hit it off, sort of like Dianne Feinstein's driver hit it off with Dianne Feinstein. So you get somebody who voted for the communists back in the 70s when the communists were murdering people by the thousands and had millions still in gulags, a guy who voted for Gus Hall when Gus Hall was saying, we need to destroy this evil imperialist United States, destroy its constitution. Somehow He gets into the CIA 4 years later, passes his polygraph, admits he voted for the communists, and his career takes him to becoming the daily briefer for Bill Clinton, and the next thing you know, he's the director of the CIA. If this isn't proof that moles have infiltrated every level of our country, I mean, I don't know what else, you know, to say to people that just think all this happens by a strange, odd coincidence. One of the most important books I've read in the last decade, for sure, would be Diane West's American Betrayal. And it really lays out how penetrated this country has been. We're still saluting a United States flag. We still have our patriotic icons out in front of us, our founding fathers. But more and more, the inner workings of our government have been taken over by foreign and corporate entities. So the people that we elect, the people that we think are running our country, are really just puppets for the power structures that are operating the puppet strings from behind the stage. And people should, you know, examine this deeply and question who these folks are that are making the decisions for us that we vote for in some cases. In many cases, we never voted for them.
Matt, this is David Knight. Sorry to jump in on you, but I just want to remind the audience that Alex Jones is going to be hosting all of the War Room. That's going to be coming up right after the break. And you know, you're exactly right, Matt, when we talk about Miss Feinstein. I was talking about today. It reminds me of the movie Driving Miss Daisy, right? Except that her chauffeur is a Chinese spy. I mean, so I guess Driving Miss Diane or something that we could have there. And when you're talking about spy networks being compromised, it's very interesting because just in the last couple of weeks, people talked about how the entire Chinese network of the CIA was compromised, executed, and jailed. And it kind of exactly corresponded to Hillary Clinton's tenure at the State Department. They said, do we have a mole or is there some kind of a communications leak? And it's like, duh.
Right. Where's the server? So yeah. Obviously.
Clinton obviously, email.
Yeah. It was so corrupt. It was so corrupt. $140 million just in one the Uranium One deal, plus $500,000 cash to her husband, Bill, from the Russians. Mm-hmm. And the mainstream media is all still trying to convince us that President Trump is a traitor to the Russians.
That's right.
There's a lot of traitors up there, but it's not Trump and it's not the Republicans. But the spotlight, that's the problem that they have with InfoWars. We're putting a spotlight into those dark corners that they don't want us to see.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah.
They'll do anything to turn our spotlight off.
That's right.
So that
that's
they
right.
can go back to the business as usual, which is, you know, look squirrel. Russian under the bed.
Well, you know,
they never cared about Russians when it was mass murder. Now we're supposed to think that they really care about the Russians.
That's right. It's also, as you pointed out, Dianne Feinstein, her husband, making a lot of money from the Chinese, just like the Clintons did back there in the days of Johnny Wong and Charlie Tree and so forth. Nobody went to jail. They confessed to collusion. They confessed to foreign connections. They even did that. You would typically see them do that so they could get them to testify about the people higher up. But, of course, none of that happened. And this just continues to go on. And yet it was Dianne Feinstein, who was driven around by this Chinese spy chauffeur for decades, who was just 5 years ago saying, hey, we got a licensed journalist. That was the tactic that she had at the time, wasn't it, Matt?
Yeah, and this is why the deep state is trying so hard to take out Trump. He's exposing ongoing corruption at the very highest levels. Millions and millions of dollars being made selling out our country.
That's right.
And that's right. Why they can't tolerate InfoWars.
Absolutely right. Thank you, Matt Bracken. I'm David Knight, and stay with us. Coming up is Alex Jones, who will be hosting all of War Room. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1-5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients.
Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.